know, I went, but I forgot that I was supposed to go get my allergy shot today.
Okay, so it was one of those, like, you got
I took the meds last night like I was supposed to. Remember that?
Okay, that's good, obviously.
And I don't, it was a four-pack of something.
The pre-shot meds.
Yeah. And I don't know what was in it. Knocked me the F out.
Ooh, but that was nice.
How were your dreams, man?
Ooh. I don't remember.
Oh, dude.
I only had the dreams on Benadryl.
Well, whatever I had in my pack, because I think I had like seven in my pack. And man,
you're allergic to
Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my stuff, it was like an acid trip.
I don't know, it must have been antihistamines make you sleepy, right, Alfie?
Yes, they do. And they can also, I guess, kind of induce stranger dreams. At least I've heard anecdotally.
So, I woke up this morning in a funk. I'd forgotten about the shot. Monica Moe checking my email. A listener was listening to the rebroadcast on 1190.
Right.
Sent me an email. Don't forget about your allergy shot, boss.
See? People listen to me when I said we needed to remind you.
Well, I only got one.
That's all that mattered.
Peter Phillips.
Good job, Pete. And if I'm correct, that's Pete from Houston.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's the one that used to call in before radio app days, and I'd set him on hold, and he'd listen to the show.
Now, how does it work on iHeart with us?
What do you mean?
Well, they don't run the same commercials that we do on the air.
Oh, how they run that, to me, it's just might as well say magic, because I don't know. There's some sort of synchronization.
Yeah, for the time that they don't have spots sold for, they have filler promos and songs, and somehow the computer tries to adjust the best it can.
Well, I know we always blow it with Rodney.
Yeah.
Because if it's supposed to be, like, say, a 7-minute commercial break,
mm-hmm.
you throw Rodney in, and you might as well count on 11, 12.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll keep filling, and then as soon as the commercial starts, it'll go, oh, okay, cool, there's so much time I've left. Okay, let me try to figure out.
How does it know when to come back to us?
When you fire the next element off, the computer goes, oh, okay, this is how much time I have left now in this break. So it tries to find something to put in that time frame.
So it's automated.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how does it know when we're back on the air? When I fire what element off?
If you're talking about after Rodney.
How does it know to come back to us? Dan, ask him.
That I don't know.
Okay. Just say that next time.
Alfie, do you know?
Spots are contained in what's called a spot block in the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Anything outside of the spot block, it plays regardless.
How does it know to come back to us?
Because we are not in the spot block, so it comes back to us, and it plays us regardless.
You mean to play the commercials or whatever?
No. When it plays commercials, those commercials are inside what's called the spot block.
Right, and if we don't match up the spot block exactly, then it starts filling with stuff. How does it know when we're talking again?
Because when we talk, we're outside of that spot block. So as soon as that spot block ends, it goes, all right, crap, I'm going to play what's coming off the board now.
Code. Eh? Well, I'm going to go code.
So it will play our commercials if we run long?
No, because all of our commercials are inside of a spot block. Kenzie? When the show begins again.
We're not ending this until I get it.
Okay, I'll try again.
I know. The theory is, let's say it's supposed to be 7 minutes.
Yes.
And it's our commercial break is longer than 7 minutes, even though we're supposed to keep to that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we run long because of Rodney. All right, so now we're 4 or 5 minutes over. And does it... It's got...
On the log, if you look down, you scroll down a little bit past
our
first...
But how does it know when to come back to us?
I'm showing you. There's a little thing on there that says end spot block. When that thing fires, it comes back to us.
Okay. All right. I think I got it now.
See?
What?
Code.
End spot block. So is that something Chloe fires off?
No, that's automatic. That's automatically loaded in. I think Don or Todd or whomever puts that in there.
Okay. I got it now. You're right. It is code, but
I was trying to find the simplest answer because that's as much as I can tell you.
Well, I understand now.
Yeah.
But the way they were explaining it, we're outside the spot block. But when we start talking again, how does it know? Now I know that something fires off and it says, okay, we're doing something now.
It sounds like some sort of weird cult. We all pay homage to spot block. We live in spot block. Anything outside spot block, bad.
Maybe we should just start doing Rodney's commercials outside of the commercial break.
I'm sure he'd be okay with it.
I don't think that violates anything.
No.
Plus, it'll stop screwing up our feed on iHeart.
That's true.
I don't know what it'd do to the rebroadcast on the... I don't keep on flying. Okay, I got it.
All right. I feel good.
Wonder what kind of music it fills with.
Eagle type stuff.
No. Like what?
I guess our quote-unquote core artists.
Well, like what?
Like 3 Days Grace.
All right, I just want to see if you could pick one.
Whew, it's close.
How could we not pick one? How could anybody that is...
I know. It's 5:30. Time for Pretty Reckless.
Oh, well. Boy. Volbeat.
35 pass. Time for Volbeat.
Top of the hour. Woo! Time for Jimmy.
Well, Don Davis did get us the liner from, what's that chick's name from Pretty Reckless?
Taylor Momford? Momsen, yeah.
Hey, this is Taylor Momsen from the Pretty Reckless. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have courageously fallen in the line of duty. Donate today at russmartin.com.
Damn, I should have gone in there and replaced when she said Fort Worth. Put in FT Worth.
The only problem is the FT Worth read is much better audio. So it really would have stood out. Because here it sounds like she may have done this one in the can.
Hey, this is Taylor Momsen from The Pretty Reckless.
Well, Don sent it to me and it was an M4A.
So someone
file. Report. That's from a phone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be why.
Well, he still got it.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's good.
I think Pretty Reckless is playing at BFD this year.
Awesome.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that.
Yeah,
I don't know if you were either.
Should I hit the delay?
Are you going to?
I haven't decided yet.
you said you think.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Well, it's not blowing the line up. It's going to be more than just one band. When is BFD?
Around October?
Sort
no. Of? No, sorry, that's Freaker's Ball. It's in the summer.
It's May, I think.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
Call KLOL in Houston. Maybe they'll know. Call a rock station. Okay.
Pretty Reckless, Ugly Careful. Oh, one of those two.
Ugly Careful Mo.
I swear to God, if someone doesn't go out there and start their Pretty Reckless tribute band and call it that, you've missed out.
Call it what?
Ugly Careful.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, we got time. You got audio? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I got some audio. Cut 6. Our buddy Emery King is back with a new installment of Something versus Something, and in this case, it's Freightliner versus Peterbilt. It was about three and a half.
Emery from YouTube, who we originally heard is
Silverado, Camaro, Colorado.
Yeah, whatever.
And, yeah, commercial endorsement things. Reason why you want a Chevy instead of a Ford type of stuff.
Okay. Is this one as good as the other ones?
None of them are ever as good as like the original, sort of like anything. But there's,
well, I kind of like the one on the Camaro.
The Camaro, that one was pretty solid. This one was about 3.5 minutes. I chopped a bit out of it, so it's a little more streamlined.
Let me tell you something about this motherfucking Freightliner.
So he started strong.
Okay. Does he bleep it on YouTube?
No, I got to do this.
Oh.
it's stressful.
I'm going to guess the first Freightliner he talks about is not his favorite.
No, actually, he's a fan of the Freightliner. He actually he rolls up in the video initially. It's a big, white, pretty Freightliner, and he just pops out of it wearing his, you know, his white tank top.
The tractor part of an 18-wheeler?
Yeah.
Okay.
He hops out of the cab, starts flexing, doing push-ups on the side of it. That's the stuff I have to cut out, obviously, because it doesn't do us any good.
Why is he doing a review on trucks now?
Different people will have him do... Yeah, he can get paid for these spots.
Okay. So I wonder if he did it because of Merle.
There is that possibility.
Let me tell you something about this motherfucking Freightliner. This Freightliner Coronado is made out of arm wrestling rattles.
Coronado?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, I like the beginning.
Let me tell you something about this motherfucking Freightliner. This Freightliner Coronado is made out of arm wrestling rattlesnakes with mustaches, kung fu weapons, and strong, durable materials that you can't get at Harbor Freight. Freightliner drivers, we don't hunt with guns. We hunt with nunchucks, Louisville sluggers, and a bare f***ing fist. Peterbilt drivers, they hunt with mace, rape whistles.
Peterbilt come with what?
Peterbilt drivers hunt with mace and rape whistles.
Oh.
Well, sluggers. And a bare f***ing fist. Peterbilt drivers, they hunt with mace, rape whistles, and they beat wild turkeys with their purses and s***. How come you never see Peterbilt drivers horseback ride? They don't make saddles with d***. Freightliner's the heartbeat of America. You can feel it pounding in your chest. When you're taking a s*** in a urinal, you're afraid you'll get caught. I was getting s*** in my Freightliner the other day from your mom, and I wasn't paying attention. I rear-ended a Peterbilt. Confetti and balloons went everywhere.
We got a break. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:33, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Racetrack. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Let's go northbound 35W right at Western Center. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Meacham Boulevard. Also in Fort Worth, westbound 121 right at 35W. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Riverside Drive. Let's move into Balt Springs, southbound 635 between Lake June Road and Seagaville Road. Traffic there is kind of jacked up to that area. There's road construction going on. There's multiple lanes blocked. Same thing going on in Carrollton, southbound 35 between Bush and Valwood Parkway. There's also road construction going on there. They have various lanes blocked as well. Finally, in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Commonwealth, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from Regal Row. This one also causing delays on southbound 183. That is also backed up back from Regal Row. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Dart. Tonight, showers and 61 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high near 80. Right now, 83 degrees. At 97.1, the Eagle.
How about some...
How about you suck my c***, click my go?
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You stroke, you jump, you're hot and you tease, because I'm your tall, cool one.
I pulled this up on iHeart.
Yeah, same here.
And knew immediately when it came back to us right into traffic.
So I've been listening to the most of the break.
Here.
I think I'm slightly ahead of you.
This is really going to jack up their feed. So I don't know what it is that fires off on our console. But it knew to come to us as soon as we started traffic. What?
It's probably the spot block.
Is there something that runs right before we do traffic?
Yeah, it's that end spot block tag.
Okay.
See?
I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles Black Thunder.
For a limited time, come in for Racetrack's value meal deal. Any fresh sandwich, wrap, or salad. Chips,
this
drink
is,
for just
$4.99.
Try the fresh turkey sandwich or the bold Southwest turkey chili.
You want to hear you do weather again?
Yeah, sure. I've never heard myself on iHeart.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Dart tonight. Showers and 61 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A high near 80 right now, 83 degrees. The 97.1, the Eagle. Cheers to a safe ride this week.
Does anybody monitor iHeart? Because if they do, somebody's going to think that something's really effed up.
I would imagine if something really bad happened, there'd be some type of alarm.
I mean, it just, they heard the same audio.
How about some...
How about you suck my...
All right. Let me turn this off.
It's sad because I want you to keep listening.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Why? Why is it fascinating?
It's because it's going to be like looking into a mirror in a mirror in a mirror in a mirror. See?
And knew immediately when it came back to us right into traffic.
Can we stop now?
Hang on. Just let me hear weather one more time.
No!
Chloe, write that down.
What?
I bet you never listened to yourself listening to yourselves.
Bet you we have.
And if we pull it up again in a few seconds, it'll be listening to ourselves, 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 ourselves. Wow. It's like Inception.
I gotta turn it back on.
I know. I could do this all day.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that number one show in Dallas Fort Worth talk about today. They listened to themselves on iHeart. What were they listening to? What they just said? Was it funny? No.
Don't even care.
By the way, we still number one?
Yes.
I just saw the email from Don Davis. Normally, I just delete them.
I know you do. No, everything's...
I just said, another great month for the Mighty Eagle.
Yes, we are still mighty.
Are we mightier than the rest of the station?
Yes.
Okay.
But unlike previous places of employ, the rest of the station is also doing well. Yeah, we were
When you say we, you mean us, our show?
We is in the show, yes.
Okay.
The Russ Martin Show is still number one, according to Don's email, in all the key male demos, 18 to 34, 18 to 49, 25 to 54. I haven't seen the actual numbers as far as the ratings, the shares, whatever. But and then I think he said it was number three, adults 25-54.
So we dropped a ranking.
Yeah.
Probably bitches. Bitches?
Maybe.
Whores?
Maybe we toned down the name calling.
I haven't been calling them bitches recently.
Yes, you have.
You know what? I don't think he has. Really? You're right.
I've been nice to him on the phone. Call me up, bitches. Oh. Kenzie, you know that Merle Haggard is playing Billy Bob's July 3rd. Yes. Wrong mic.
Not again. Yes.
Do you know the latest?
No.
Tell her, Alfie.
Yesterday, I got an email from Chris Binks, PR director at Billy Bob's. Apparently, Merle's people want to know what key Russ sings Moving On in.
Oh, my goodness! What? Is this really happening? This is happening. Oh, my gosh.
I'm not doing it.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Got an email from Jerry Reynolds, Car Pro.
And what'd he say?
He said, I got money for the foundation if... sing with Merle. Because I said I didn't want to. He said please.
But you could seriously raise a lot of money for the foundation. This would be epic. You'll probably be a YouTube sensation.
I already made around $4,000 off Merle when I sang his song the first time.
Oh, yeah. That's enough.
Yeah, $3,500
right off. And then I started getting notifications on PayPal. This was like, I don't know, after the holidays. Just heard about the Merle thing. You know, I said, this is for this money's for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was probably another $500-$600.
Think about the possibilities when you're actually singing with the man himself and not him over a recording.
What do you mean? You think he's just going to hand me cash?
No, you made $3,000.
That's a good job.
Yeah.
You want to hit the road with me?
Hey, Roy, fired. Okay, let's finish.
Emery King, Freightliner versus Peterbilt.
I want to listen to iHeart again.
Go ahead.
Can you turn it back on? Scan. What's scanning? What's to scan?
Is the app open?
Is it?
Yep. There you go.
Sing with Merle. Because I said I didn't want to. he said please.
But you could seriously raise a lot of money for the foundation. This would be epic. You'll probably be a YouTube sensation. That sounds weird.
Well, I'm playing off my iPhone speaker. I'm sure it's in stereo if you plug it into something.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, if you plug your earbuds in there, it splits.
Okay. Let's go back and finish Emery. Emery. No,
it's pronounced Emery.
But it's A-M-I-R-I.
Yes.
King.
Last name King.
That's how you find him on YouTube.
If you want the unedited, longer cut.
Let me tell you something about this motherfucking Freightliner.
Where did he say he was from?
Tennessee? Kentucky?
Well, you know he's from the South.
Oh, yeah. No doubt there.
Southern people are the only ones that can say MF and get it right.
Yeah.
Something about a Jersey accent, it just doesn't really carry anything.
Well, sometimes they'll also drop syllables of things. Like, instead of saying mother F-er, they'll just say mother F.
No.
But say the word.
No. Emery's got it down.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something about this motherfucking Freightliner. This Freightliner Coronado is made out of arm wrestling rattlesnakes with mustaches, kung fu weapons, and strong, durable materials that you can't get at Harbor Freight. Freightliner drivers, we don't hunt with guns. We hunt with nunchucks, Louisville Sluggers, and a bare f***ing fist. Peterbilt drivers, they hunt with mace, rape whistles, and they beat wild turkeys with their purses and s***. How come you never see Peterbilt drivers horseback ride? They don't make saddles with Freightliner's the heartbeat of America. You can feel it pounding in your chest. When you're taking a shit in a urinal, you're afraid you'll get caught. I was getting in my Freightliner the other day from your mom, and I wasn't paying attention. I rear-ended a Peterbilt. Confetti and balloons went everywhere. I got out and said, what the hell's going on? He said, you're the 100th guy to hit me in my ass this week. Peterbilt owners see me in public sometimes and try to start fights with me, but I just walk away. I'm not scared. I just don't hit girls. When you think of Freightliner, dependability and efficiency come to mind. When you attach wheels to a double-sided dildo and roll it over to your stepbrother, Peterbilt comes to mind. Freightliner has the most fuel-efficient trucks on the road to save you money. Peterbilt offers an uncomfortable passenger seat. You get that train in the sleeper cabin a little bit sooner. The other day, a Peterbilt driver told me his truck outperforms my Freightliner. Really? I beat Super Mario Brothers while your mom watched from my lap. Freightliner, because your mom's a bitch, not me. Why did I choose Freightliner? Because I don't take loads, I deliver them. Let's take a look under the motherfucking hood. All you got to do is pull this string. Freightliners come with 2.5 million horses, an intake booster, and a Kenwood 6-disc CD changer. Not only does it have a metal thing, it also has 2 gallons of fruit punch. Freightliner, because I don't draw dicks in my diary and paint them with my tongue.
That last one's my favorite.
Okay. How did you know he had a new one online? Did you check his YouTube channel?
I tried to on occasion, but someone actually sent this one to me.
Oh.
Because on occasion, because I know he's got more than what we've seen. So I'm not. What I need to do is I just need to subscribe to his channel, so that way when he posts a new video, it'll alert me.
Okay. What else you got?
Oh, let's see. I'm awesome. Mm-hmm. I love this. Cut 3 in New Haven, Connecticut. There are two pedestrians. There is a dumpster fire, and the fire, which we know a little something about, Russ. And the fire department's on scene, and they're about to put it out. And this guy just feels the need to do a selfie video with a dumpster fire behind him. Unfortunately, he doesn't think about which angle the fire department might be fighting said fire.
This is fire. It's a fire video, dude. Because you gotta.
Oh, I have to move.
I just want to see him get it out. There you go. This is a weird way to be.
I'm gonna guess the audio went dead because he got hit with a hose.
He did.
Those things are strong too.
Well, that's why you see more than one fireman holding it at a time. Very seldom you see one just walking around like with a garden hose going, ooh.
If I, first of all, you know the fireman did this on purpose.
Yeah.
Second of all, good job. It really is the epitome of stupid, because if you want to take a video of the fire department putting out a dumpster fire, fine. But at least think about the angle at which you shoot said video. Maybe stand beside the firemen, not directly across from them.
Was he? I'm going to guess the fire truck was on one side of the dumpster and he was on the other side of the dumpster.
You got it. The absolute worst place to be.
And there's nothing else on the video? It ends right there?
Right there.
Damn it.
I know.
I wonder if it effed up his... Well, it didn't eff up his phone because he was able to get the video posted.
He did, but you know, unless something happened to where it was a cloud storage, I don't know. But yeah, the phone sounds like it goes pretty dead right when he gets hit with the hose.
Let me jump to the end.
This is a fire. It's a fire video, dude. There you go. This is a weird way to be.
Oh, idiots.
Dumb.
And I'm pretty sure that if I remember right, looking around the background of the video, there was snow on the ground. So they just got hit by a water cannon in cold-ass air.
Okay.
And then, we're still continuing to work on our female numbers, cut number four is a video of a toddler dancing to Going Back to Cali by LL Cool J, and Mama's there to record it. Put it on Facebook. It's short.
I'm going back to Cali. Back to Cali. To Cali. I think so. I'm going back to Cali. Cali. You hear that bass, Mom?
Yeah, I hear the bass.
Oh, my God.
You just pull these for Kenzie.
Yes.
Because I don't get anything out of it.
I know you don't, but it makes Kenzie smile.
It does.
What is the other cut on your flash drive? It says special delivery.
Yeah, that's the other one I was going to tell you about.
All right.
This is a from a YouTube account called Found Footage. It's like old PSA-type videos.
Mm-hmm.
This is from an instructional video on how to be how to work on birthing pets, like dog husbandry.
Birthing pets?
Yeah, for some reason the word is escaping me, but you know, when you breed, there you go. When you breed your dog, specifically.
It's an instructional video on how to f*** dogs?
No, not that.
Because I think it's pretty much the same. I got goats down.
I know, but there's no.
They basically, they look the same, they just different.
No, this is basically...
Goats aren't as fast. That's why I chose goats.
No, this is a, sort of a how-to for dog breeding.
Hi, my name is Catherine Lord, and I want to welcome you to the wonderful world of puppies. In this video, we are going to help you understand what's involved in having a litter.
By now, you should know your bitch is pregnant. Sometimes...
All right. I know where it's going.
Yep.
Having a litter.
By now you should know your bitch is pregnant. Sometimes a bitch will come earlier, sometimes a few days later. MilkAid helps aid the bitch. Watch your bitch. What is normal for your bitch?
The delivery has begun. The bitch is into heavy labor. Comforting the bitch, you want to reassure your bitch if you're...
Be cool, bitch! Say it! Say be cool, bitch!
Be cool, bitch!
So awful.
Into heavy labor. Comforting the bitch, you want to reassure your bitch if your bitch lets out a scream. We only usually allow the bitches to eat one or two of the afterbirths.
Breeders always say, call your vet when the bitch has had contractions for a long time.
The bitch should be examined to make sure that all the nipples
are okay. If a bitch vomits, the bitch may be in difficulty. Small bitch. The bitch.
Okay, obviously this has been cut up.
Oh, it's extremely edited down because this is a much longer video because, you know, if what to expect when your bitch is expecting, it's much longer.
How to calm your bitch down.
Calm down, bitch.
Give your bitch a treat.
Mm-hmm.
Only let your bitch eat the afterbirth, not the baby.
Dogs, humans, whatever.
Bitches. Every bitch should be checked for brucellosis.
Why is it important that a bitch not be overweight?
Overweight bitches. An overweight bitch. Fat bitch. The bitch. And you should exercise the bitch.
How many years? How old is this video?
I would say 80s.
Okay. How many years I've been saying get exercise, bitches?
Probably since the 80s.
Put your bitch on a tether out back.
Fat bitch, the bitch, and you should exercise the bitch.
Approximately how long can a bitch go?
A lot depends on the bitch.
The bitch.
The bitch. The bitch is just very, very nervous. Milk the bitch. Calm the bitch down. And try to milk the bitch like a cow.
All right, well, there's my wad. Bitch.
They know that we're even in the 80s. They know that word is associated with women. Why not just say the
mom?
Yeah, you've already identified we're talking about the female
dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say female bitch.
Redundant?
Yeah. But I guess they, as a breeder, you just get used to referring to the bitches as bitches. Sorry, bitches.
And this lady might just be old school. She just calls it as she sees it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you mad? She's a bitch.
Is there a bitch peed on the floor again? How long is the video uncut?
I don't know.
Oh.
I've only seen this version.
Possibly I should go and watch the actual video, since most of the bitches that email me are on all fours. Somehow they've learned just to set up straight for the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you on your hind legs.
Walking around.
Yeah, I don't know what they want me to reply with. It's like, good girl?
Yeah.
Or send them a photo of me with a rolled up magazine saying,
no. No.
I got one last week. I forgot to print it out. I was on a Monday, then I was out on a Tuesday. It was another... I think we're soulmates. You know, everything that you say you like on the air, whatever, I'm exactly the same way. There are a lot of things I say on the air that I lie about.
Yes.
I am hard to get along with. But I never lie about. I hate ugly women.
You don't hate them. They're just not, you're not attracted to them.
I do not choose ugly women to date.
No, you don't.
They haven't done anything to me, so you're right. Hate is bad. They disgust me.
So much better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes them, you know, somewhere they feel, oh, my.
Well, I'll think about it as I reply in the email. What's going to be more offensive? I hate you, mm-hmm. or I despise you? You think despise is worse?
I do, yeah.
But they've given me no reason to hate them.
If you say I hate you or I despise you, the same thing.
I will keep your picture handy. Thank you kindly for it. I will keep it in the medicine cabinet in case I ever accidentally swallow poison. You are my new epicac. Thank you, bitch. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
402. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Longhorn Harley-Davidson. Traffic flows real bad. We're Smith in Fort Worth. We're starting off there. Northbound 35W right at Western Center. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Meacham Boulevard on the opposite end of the highway. Southbound 35W right at Western Center. Got a stalled vehicle there also blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Highway 287, the Decatur cutoff. In Fort Worth still, eastbound I-30 just before Oakland Boulevard got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Riverside Drive. It's completely stopped. Into Dallas now, southbound I-35 right at Commonwealth got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Regal Row. This one also has eastbound 183 backed up back from Regal Row as well. Finally in Dallas, northbound I-35 right at Walnut Hill got a stalled vehicle blocking the left center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Harry Hines. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Mavs take on the Spurs at the American Airlines Center on March 24th. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, showers, a low of 61. Then tomorrow should be partly cloudy and 80 for a high. Right now it's 83 degrees at 97.1 the Eagle. Rock my soul.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Ow! Wait a minute.
You still listening to us on iHeart?
I wanted to see how long the delay was between us and iHeart.
What have you figured so far?
It looks like it's about 2 minutes.
That's what I got the last break. It was about a minute 40.
Mm. Biddy comes back to us as soon as we start traffic.
Spot block.
I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Join Longhorn Harley
Heard some ad. I think you heard it too. Some monthly condom club.
Yeah, rubber club. I hadn't heard of it until we were listening to ourselves on iHeart. Because I've heard of Dollar Shave Club. Because that's, I think, where most of the club stuff started.
Well, they'll send you razors every month.
Yeah, and you pick a plan for how many you use, and it's cheaper than buying them at the store. But yeah, they have it for condoms as well. Rubberclub.com. Get caught with your pants down. I didn't come up with that. That's their slogan.
How many condoms you got to go through in a month to be part of a club?
Yeah, really? Damn.
Their mascot, Ruben the Rubber. Number one, you pick a plan that fits you. You can do a...
don't give them a free ad. Okay, go ahead then.
You can do $6 a month for a three-pack. $10 for a six-pack, $15 for a 12-pack, and then $25 per month for a 24-pack. And they have... Didn't you choose which condom you want? Then you get delivery. Which kind of makes me mad, because... As a teenager, this would be awesome. That's a hell of a resource. When we were kids, though... If you wanted it, you had to either steal them, have a friend buy them for you, or you had to just man up and take them to the counter.
I still don't buy them.
What do you do?
I'm still embarrassed because it's...
You're 50.
Four.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. You're over...
I don't like anybody knowing what I'm going to do with. If I go to Home Depot and I buy a screwdriver, they have no idea what I'm going to do with that. They know it'll have something to do with construction or screwing something in, but they have no... You buy condoms and know exactly what that's for. I don't like that.
But it does. I think at some point you just got to say, you know what? Don't care. Yes, this is what these are used for, and yes, I'm buying them.
Especially when they recognize you, Russ. Ooh. Get her good, Russ.
Did my buddy get laid?
Yeah.
My buddy have date?
You going to f*** tonight? I noticed you didn't buy the Magnum. Are those the mini condoms? Because you weren't lying about having a little. Damn, those are those like baby condoms?
Thimble size.
No, I just make my bitches bring their own condoms. You know, the weekend.
Yes, you're events. Married. You're married women. Yeah, you make them bring their own.
Hey, I'm providing everything else. The house. Sometimes I'll feed them.
Wow, you're just Mr. Romantic there.
I know how to keep the bitch calm.
Chivalry. Chivalry. Bring your own condoms.
Well, I'm not ugly to them. It's like,
no, I know that, but it's still.
I still feel uncomfortable buying condoms.
So how do you, so when the first time when your married woman said, okay, how did you tell them you got to bring them?
So would you mind picking up some condoms? I'm still embarrassed to do it.
Gotcha.
It's not like, you know, just on the phone.
Hey, on your way over, if you plan, you still want to, you better stop and get some condoms, bitch. And stop getting the big ones and then giggling about it.
One was funny one time. Thought she would, but bringing balloons.
Got one of them big Magnum condoms. I put it on. Had to roll half of it up. Looked like one of them midgets with their blue jeans that don't fit.
Hey, before we use this condom, can you hem this?
Stitch it bottom side up. Or just let me trim off the excess. And damn, this reservoir tip, ain't no way I can fill all that up.
It's like the size of an actual reservoir. Man, you can keep a town hydrated.
Reservoir tip so big it should have lifeguards.
Okay. When was the last time you actually bought condoms?
I have no recollection.
Okay, so but if
I couldn't even tell you what they cost now.
Wow. If you had to, would you do the standard thing of you get other items as well, just so they just kind of get lost?
Well, I think aren't the condoms back by the pharmacy now?
Uh-huh.
I would just probably get them with a prescription.
Gotcha.
For some reason, it doesn't seem to bother me as much.
Is it because as the pharmacy or the pharmacy tech, they got the white coat on, so it seems a little more
doctorish?
Yeah, it's more professional setting.
Plus, there's not as many people around when you're buying them.
Yeah.
Not like if you're in the checkout line and people are watching your things go down the thing.
The checkout
thing.
Thing, yeah.
The escalator, whatever that sideways thing is. The trolley.
Everyone behind you, he's getting caught. He thinks he's going to get laid.
Who would him? I bet he masturbates in those. I bet he buys those just to show off. I bet he's gay. I bet those are butt condoms.
Oh, my God. I've always thought it was funny that whenever you see someone in line, they've got like 20 things and then the one box of condoms. And you know immediately that's what they came to the store for. The other stuff is just to cover.
Possibly. Kenzie, are you embarrassed when you have to buy tampons?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I get where you're coming from, because buying tampons for a girl is similar to guys for a condom.
I would think that tampon thing would be
it's
more
weird.
Privacy unsettling.
More embarrassing?
Yeah, more embarrassing. It's just because right. A woman shouldn't be embarrassed about that, because it's biology. You really shouldn't, but we are. Yeah. As a woman, I'd be more embarrassed about that.
It is embarrassing.
Because that means when you go in the store and people see you with the box, they think, ooh, she's unclean.
Yes.
Everybody knows you're dirty.
Yes.
In a biblical sense, Alfie.
She's nasty.
Maybe you should just, do you only buy them when you need them?
Yeah, because I can buy one of the big boxes and it'll last me like a while.
Would you ever get them at like Sam's or Costco?
No.
Okay.
Why not?
On a pallet?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you just stock up that way.
Yeah.
I never thought of it.
I wouldn't guess they go bad.
Would it be more embarrassing to just get one box, like, once a month, or go to like, one trip a year? Because then people might think, man, I think she might be sick.
Yeah.
She's got 12 pallets.
Quite the flow.
What is you? Is you a hemophiliac? Maybe you should get some Kotex with the reservoir tips.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you should check by the tires, see if we got any platelets.
If you need that many tampons, why don't you just stop by Carter or Wadley on the way home and give it to them? You know?
Mm?
If there's that much coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's okay blood, isn't it?
Carter Blood Center, Kenzie.
Ah, ew.
Yeah, have like a drive-through service.
Yeah.
I'm dropping off condoms. I mean, tampons. Squeeze out what you need.
Oh.
I think I'm type AB negative. Or something.
No.
What? If that blood is okay to use, I know this is disgusting, but it seems a waste, you know, since these blood centers always need blood.
They do, but I think they want a different, I could be wrong, but I think they want blood from your veins as opposed to body discharge.
Oh.
It's different.
In other words, they want the body, they want to get in your body and take the blood that your body wants because it's good blood. If your body's getting rid of the blood, that's bad blood. You don't want that.
It's different, right?
I don't know if it is right. I don't really care. But it may be usable. Just go to Carter, Wadley, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and just have one of those that make it look like one of those cow milking devices. Oh, stick it on our hoo-ha and take out what you need.
Oh, my God, that is terrible. This is why women hate us. And I'm kind of with them.
Oh, I feel bad that you have to go through it every month.
Yeah.
How bad are yours? They normally, I mean, do you get cramps or?
I'm actually pretty lucky. I don't really have PMS, quote unquote. I mean, I might get a little grumpy, but I don't have like the cramps or the pain or anything like that.
Diane, when I dated her. Hers were horrible. She had to lay on the couch.
Hers were the debilitating kind.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where she had to just take Advil or a Tylenol, whatever it was that they took back in the 80s, and just take a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And just, isn't there something you can, I don't know if she was on, yeah, she had to be on birth control because after we had blood work done, we didn't use condoms.
Okay.
What do you got, Alfie?
If you want, Emery King's on the hotline.
Oh.
Makes sense.
But, give me a second. Hey, what's up, mother?
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Oh, God.
Why are you singing to me now?
All right. I can see it in your eyes.
Is he singing Loverboy?
I don't know.
Is that Loverboy?
No. That's Lionel.
Lionel Richie?
Yeah.
Why are you singing Color Tongue?
I can see it in your smile. You're the only one in heaven.
Hold on a second. Alfie, what does he want?
I think he's just heard that we were talking about him.
Oh.
Drunk?
Yeah, people let me know. They hit me up, said y'all playing the Freightliner.
We always plug your YouTube page.
I want to cuss, but I can't. At your show, Russ. So what'd y'all think? Did you like it?
Yeah, that was one of those things. We can't decide, since we haven't heard, how many different videos do you have comparing item to item?
I think there's four or five.
All right, then I think we've heard them all.
I think so.
Was the first one we heard, was it, what'd you call it, the Silverado?
No, y'all, I don't know if y'all ever played the Silverado one. I know that y'all did the Colorado one.
And yeah, we may have played a snippet of the Silverado, but we did play, I think the Colorado was the first thing that we played. That was the first thing that we had discovered.
And then we played the Camaro.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate that one.
No, I like that one. Because you were all over screwing your mom and whatever.
Yeah.
Do you, did you actually get money from Freightliner?
No. An anonymous client that has a trucking company wanted his truck in the video. So I went up to Columbus and did the video with his truck. So that's what's up.
Do you ever hear, have you ever, let's see, So you did fill the dot. Have you ever heard from anybody from Ford?
No. I'll say this. The president of the union, I don't know how unions work. I'm not, you know, distinguished.
So. I caught it.
Thank you. And then apparently he thought it was hilarious, but I find that if before I take in a lot of criticism, if I take like my right hand and play with my butt, it doesn't bother me as much if I'm playing with my butt, if that makes any sense.
I was just curious if anybody took it seriously, if you actually heard from somebody that really represented Ford and went, hey, our trucks do not land on
You know, I've been worried, Russ. I was thinking about the other night, and I was sitting back looking at some of my stuff, and I was like, you know, what if they came at me? What if they were really upset? And I'm like, but, you know, it's only slander if it's not true. So I think I'm safe.
Yeah, they have to prove that a Ford has never landed on a...
Yeah, and I can show them otherwise. I've got footage. I got all kinds of stock footage.
I didn't get away with anything that's parody.
Yeah.
Satire. That's all right. What are you working on next?
Me?
Yeah.
The Duramax video.
Oh, condoms?
No. No, I'm Magnum myself, but no, Duramax, the Duramax diesel.
Oh, okay.
I can see it in your eyes.
Bimer. Anybody wonder why you're singing Lionel Richie to me?
I think he's a little sus.
Yeah, he sounded real drunk.
Oh. A little?
I love that kid.
I have nothing else to do, so I'm going to sing.
Run out of stuff to talk about again, did you? So you're playing my material. Don't give me a damn dime for it.
Mm-hmm.
You bunch of Fords.
Subscribe to his YouTube channel, Emery King, A-M-I-R-I.
King. Spell it all.
K-I-N-G.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ford.
There's no reason to get personal.
You Peter Biltless.
He also did the iPhone versus Android, and we played that one.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Which one was he for?
Android.
Oh. All right.
I might still have it on there. I'm sure I still have it on there if you want it. You've got to search Imp for Emery.
I wonder if he would want to take the heat of comparing cops to firemen.
Oh.
That means he'd have to take a side.
Yeah. Or
I think if I had to, no offense to firefighters.
Oh, they know.
But you encounter police officers more frequently than you do fire. When was the last time your house was on fire?
Oh, yeah. I've never experienced that.
But cops you run into every day, so you'd almost have to be pro-police over pro-fire. Now that I've said that, I'm sure Frisco Fire Department will set my house on fire.
And then they're going to sit back and watch it burn.
What happened? Your house on fire.
Oh, yeah.
How'd it happen? We did it. What's it say on the side of the truck?
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Why are you surprised?
Is anywhere on there? Anywhere on the truck? Look at it. Does it say anti? Now badmouth us again.
Mm-hmm. We're going to sit back and watch the police show up, see if they can put a fire out with bullets. No, really. Go ahead, officer. See if you can tase that fire into submission.
See if you can calm that fire down.
Mm-hmm.
Be cool, fire.
You send in a negotiator. What do you want, fire? I think the way he could do that.
Man. Oh, watching this house burn is making me dehydrated. I think I'm going to have a sip out of the hose. Certainly can't waste any on the house.
Mm-mm. That's too much.
Had a couple of cops one time that were dehydrated, so we let them drink out of the hose.
Really? Yeah. How'd that go?
You ever see the movie UHF with Weird Al?
Mm-hmm.
When people drank out of the fire hydrant?
Yeah.
Yep.
About like that?
Yep. Heads come off.
I think Emery would have to do a dual cops fire, where like one is pro-police and then another one is pro-fire.
No, I don't think that's his style.
I know.
You got to pick one. You got to stick with it.
All right. Okay. I'm just saying.
Yes, Jessica.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Jessica.
Hi.
What does she want?
She was wondering why Kenzie's so embarrassed about buying tampons. She's a girl. She shouldn't be.
Yeah. Why are you embarrassed about buying things for your clan when it's nasty?
It's just kind of awkward. I mean, I wouldn't say embarrassed is a little strong, but I'm more awkward about it. I mean, I know I'm a girl. I know it happens. I know everybody knows it happens, but it's still kind of
You know,
weird.
Like people, no, it's like you want to check out and go, hey, I'm buying these ahead of time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I am not dirty right now.
Otherwise, when you're purchasing them, you feel like you're on display. You might as well be walking around with a I'm on my period t-shirt.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, yes. I'm wearing white pants. See,
right.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lost what I was going to say. Tampons. Was
a period t-shirt.
Never mind.
Okay.
All right. Killed a moment. It was a funny line too. I mean, it was damn funny.
Man.
I mean, mother funny.
Why you got to tease us?
I'm teasing myself. I don't know what I was going to say. I forgot.
I do that a lot.
Emery threw me off with his Lionel Richie. Couldn't have done dancing on the ceiling.
Yeah, that would have been more upbeat, a little more fun. A little less awkward.
They plug me, plug my YouTube. Who cares? Plug my YouTube channel. What am I going to do? I'm going to call up their show and sing on their hotline. Sing something's not even our format. What kind of idiot does that? We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:33, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is at KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center, starting off in Dallas. Northbound I-35 right at Mignogna got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the left center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Harry Hines in Balt Springs. In Balt Springs. That is in Balt Springs, southbound 635. Between Lake June and Sigaville Road. Road construction going on there. As various lanes blocked. Traffic is backed up through there. In Plano, eastbound on the Bush, right at Alma, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to Coit Road. Both of those last ones about a 10-minute delay through it. Into McKinney now, southbound 75, right at El Dorado Parkway. The left lane there is shut down. They're out there doing pothole repair. That has traffic completely, completely stopped. Back from university, it's a half-hour delay through it.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Tonight, some showers. A low of 61. Tomorrow, though, looks like the showers go away and will be partly cloudy with a high of 80. Right now, 82 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay. We're playing audio. Emery King called and sang Lionel Richie. Talking about Kenzie and her periods. So I'm just listening to me play.
Hey. Nothing wrong with that.
That sounds real.
It is real.
Well, it's got a lot of distortion on it.
I don't care. Gary Hoey's made a career out of distortion.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, you ready to start news?
Sure.
Okay. Are we done talking about Kinsey and her nastiness?
It's not nasty.
According to the Bible, you are unclean.
Oh, shut up, Dan.
Don't tell me to shut up. That's the word of God. You talk to God.
I'm not unclean.
Okay.
That's the Old Testament.
I just know
every woman is unclean.
Yes, that's what it says, actually. For that time of the month, the Bible says she is unclean. She is to sleep in the barn.
Is that really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. It also explains in the Bible why you have periods.
Why is that? Explain it to me.
Because you deserve it.
Yeah. It's amazing. You open that door so wide, yet she just willingly goes right through. Yeah. Hey, what's in here?
That doesn't look dangerous. What could he possibly say to hurt my feelings? I mean, he's only an asshole.
Surely he must have run dry by now.
What? Yeah. That's something I hope I never grow out of.
No, you don't. In my experience with anyone, it's you stay who you are until the bitter end.
And then stupid, childish things that are funny are still funny. I mean, I wonder if it's the same when you're 80. You still laugh at fart noises?
Yeah.
Or do you get acclimated to it because you probably make them more when you're older?
No, I don't think so. Because especially when you're older, most older folks have grandkids. Like my grandfather, he loved saying, pull my finger.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, my grandfather was... It was the same thing, the fart thing, but it was pull his penis. I'm not known. No.
Well, that's awkward.
What?
Come on, pull Pawpaw's penis.
Ew. I know, Kinsey. He made it weird. That's what he does. No, you'll never run dry.
I hope you do now.
You hope I do what?
I'm kidding. Run dry.
Anyway? I mean, anybody?
No.
Okay.
Run dry.
I thought that was real.
I did for a second, too. I forgot I left the thing running.
I think I actually had my, remember my great-grandmother who nobody liked, and she was a horrible, horrible, racist bitch?
Especially the people at the home.
The nursing home. The
hospice, whatever.
Yeah, where they left her roaming the halls. out of karma. Her last husband, old Milford. I swear.
Damn.
Yeah, I can't make that name up, man. And Milford. And you know what? He looked like a Milford.
How dare you make fun of my... Yes,
you did. What'd you say, grandmother?
Great-grandmother.
How dare you make fun of me, your great-grandmother? I'm speaking from beyond.
I'm not really... I don't really care. Yeah, you kind of deserve it.
How dare you make fun of Milford?
Milford had a good sense of humor. I saw him one time... he had one of those electric, recliners where it helped him stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah, about halfway, as he was trying to get it to stand him up, about at the halfway point, he started to have this awkward grin, and then we realized he had pooped himself.
Oh, it's funny if you don't have to clean it up.
Yeah.
Try sleeping in bed with him when he has one of his moments. That's what he calls moments.
Well, it happens. You get old and...
Can't spoon anymore.
Man, you don't want a spoon.
Damn sure don't want a spoon with him. You get a clam full of grunt. Yeah. You want to talk about being unclean?
Yep.
Happened again?
Never mind. No.
4:42. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
All right. Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, March 17th, 2015. Birthdays today. Porn star Katie Morgan turns 35. She's been in 268 films, including Desperate House Whores, Whore of the Rings 2, and she also had a turn in a regular movie, Zack and Miri Make a Porno. Justin Hawkins from The Darkness, he turns 40. Love him. Mia Hamm, women soccer star, 43. Billy, I am great at all things and better than you at everything. Corrigan from The Smashing Pumpkins is 48. Rob Lowe, 51. Gary Sinise turned 60. Kurt Russell, 64. Patrick Duffy is 66. Patty Boyd is 71.
Patrick Duffy looks excellent for 66.
Uh-huh.
If you watched any of the newer Dallas episodes.
I didn't watch any of the episodes, but I would see him on the entertainment shows, things. Yeah, he looked good.
I would get, if I had to guess, I'd say mid, maybe early 50s.
Yeah, that's where I would go.
Larry Hagman with his eyebrows. No. Linda Gray still looks all right. Dallas is out of production now, right? Isn't
it? Yeah, it's all done.
Charlene Tilton, moo. Sue-wee. Who else did they bring from the original? Cliff Barnes. I forget the... I think his real name is Ken something. He was JR's adversary.
Right. Ken Kercheval.
Yeah. He looks all right.
But even back when Dallas was on the air, didn't he have like the early white hair or something?
Cliff Barnes?
Yeah.
Is that the right name?
Yeah, it's his name.
No, it was dark.
Was it? Okay.
I don't know what I'm talking about, Dallas. Not even production. It's too bad because I started to get into it about the time that they went, all right, we're done with this. The ratings blow.
Yeah.
Because they started to build some action back into it. But they never had enough fight scenes. They didn't, near enough fight scenes in the original Dallas.
That was what...
Back in the 70s, 80s, somebody was always getting their ass whooped.
That's what made the show a hit among men and women. It had the drama of a soap opera. That's what got the chicks involved. And then you got some ass kickery, and that's what obviously we got the men.
And you were able to do all of that, short of one time, all of that without guns. All that violence, and it was just with fists.
Which is pretty amazing, considering how it was based in Texas.
Yeah.
Wow. Because, I mean, seriously, you getting some familial fights in Texas, someone's going to get shot. That's just how we roll.
Yeah. It's always fun and games till the cops show up.
Okay, go ahead. Two other birthdays. Patty Boyd turned 71. She is the ex-wife of both George Harrison and Eric Clapton. She's the one that Layla is about. And then
Eric Clapton, does it say in your notes, I want to say Eric Clapton was screwing around with her before she was divorced.
Yes.
And wrote the song about her.
That is what I've always heard. And then and he and George Harrison were friends. So at some point he had to go to George and go, oi, mate, I'm shagging her.
Never mind.
Okay, good. And Paul Kantner from Jefferson Airplane / Starship turned 74 today. Well, some people are really happy. The Texas Senate gave preliminary approval to a measure that would make the Lone Star State the largest in the country to allow licensed open carry of handguns. Gun rights advocates call the measure an important self-defense and Second Amendment issue that would put Texas in line with most of the rest of the country. But opponents say openly carrying guns intimidates the general public, or translated to, ooh, it's scary. The 20-11 party line vote was muscled through by Republicans. It was the first major gun rights vote of the session, and several more pushes on the issue are likely. A final vote on open carry to send the bill to the House is expected.
I like guns. I like carrying guns. I like the security of having a gun. But I'm not going to, even if all of this somehow passes. I mean,
this just means it's gotten through the Senate. It's still got to be sent to the House. And then they got to pass it. And then it would go to Governor Abbott.
I would not walk around in public with a gun exposed.
Mm-mm.
Because your paranoia level has to rise because you've got to worry about somebody that come up behind you and take it.
Yeah, that was one of the things that one of the concerns that Democrats in the Senate or and the Texas legislature in general had said that they'd be worried about. All that was going to do is just inviting, you know, someone to get hurt in that fashion. But see, I know friends on both sides on this. I should say on all three sides, because you have the ones that are outright against guns. Then you got the ones that are against open carry. Then the ones that are say, woohoo, open carry.
So up to what size gun can you carry?
Well, open carry.
Give me a second. Pull my finger.
All right.
Never mind.
You've done better.
Didn't need to pull it.
Obviously, Texas already allows the public display or open carry of long gun shotguns.
Right. And I believe the law, I'm paraphrasing, but it says you can carry, we'll just say shotguns, carry them around anywhere as long as it does not create a disturbance.
Right.
Which is kind of gray to me, but
it is.
I'm not walking up and down the street carrying a shotgun
or an AK.
Well, walking up and down the street carrying a gun. You already look. How are the cops going to tell who the nuts are and who aren't the nuts if somebody's just walking up and down the street carrying a gun? Because if it says open carry, does that mean I can, you know, just wave it around in the air as I go through 7-Eleven.
Pretty sure that's going to be frowned upon. Businesses in...
Well, but the law, if the law says open carry, it means I can carry it plain sight. Just waving it around.
No, it doesn't, because the law is actually worded to work around that. It would have to be in a shoulder or a belt holster.
Okay.
With the choice to conceal the weapon or not. That's in essence. But in order to have the open carry, you have to be a concealed handgun license holder.
Okay. That's still fine. It's, and now it's kind of stupid. Why'd I have to take a CHL if it's an open OHL?
Yeah.
All right. So I can carry it in the open as long as it's in a holster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I just leave it in a holster and wave it around in the air.
Well, now you just look silly.
I start doing dance numbers. Medians.
What is this, a flash mob?
Yeah.
I don't see the benefit of the open carry aspect. I like the CHL aspect, or a concealed handgun, allowing regular citizens to carry guns. But I don't know why we need to show them off. What were you going to say, Alfie?
The big thing, I think, with this is that it takes out the whole failure to conceal thing, where if you accidentally, you know, wind blows up your shirt, somebody sees your gun, now it's not a big deal if this passes.
I don't think that's a big push. I can see that being a benefit. Because in the classes, they've always said, you know, make damn sure it's concealed.
Right.
Check yourself, you know, if you're wearing a coat or whatever, bend over, look in a mirror or whatever, see if it's exposed.
That part definitely makes sense because that's a loophole that needs to be closed. Like a gust of wind gets you in trouble. That's silly. But I think the other aspect as far as, you know, an advantage for just outright open carry, it's to look cool.
I can't think of any other reason. Short of... I'm letting the criminals know.
Right.
You don't mess with me.
Which is an intimidation factor, which again, to me, goes back to looking cool.
Show off.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. I like the air of mystery.
Yeah.
If I walk into some place and I'm going to hold it up, okay, is anybody packing here or not? Yeah. If I walk in and some guy is carrying around a shotgun, I'm killing him first.
Yeah. There was, I went camping, it was like last year, and this wasn't primitive camping. This is, you know, covered picnic table open next to Joe Pool Lake camping. And there was a guy in his RV, and he had his gun on his hip. And I don't know if he was legal to have it out there or not, but he was there. And I just looked at him just like, really? It's a kid's birthday party.
You didn't call the police?
No.
Well, did you think possibly it could have been a game warden?
He was not a game warden. If he was a game warden, he'd have been over there bothering me.
No.
That's what game wardens do.
What are you guys doing? What kind of fire is that?
Do you have alcohol outside your tent? You're in trouble.
This chick right here, this Kenzie chick, is she menstruating?
I'm going to write you up for poaching.
Are you burning tampons? Bloody, nasty, unclean tampons?
It really did. It was just, you know, it was in street clothes or whatever, but I thought, do you really need... that on your hip and a family picnic type thing.
Was this a state park?
I think it was
could he have
Lloyd
been on
Park
his...
in Grand Prairie, which is a city park.
Okay. Well, city, state, public, whatever. I was going to ask, could he possibly have been on a parcel of his own land?
No.
Then I would have called the police.
I'm not going to. He wasn't waving it around in the air like he didn't care. It was just.
It's not a song.
I don't know. It just, and it didn't make me uncomfortable that he had it. I just thought
it did. Obviously it did. It made you remember it.
I remembered it because I thought, why do you have that on your hip at a kid's birthday party at Lloyd Park in Grant? You look like a douchebag.
In case a donkey gets out of control.
you just look like you're trying to make a statement. You're just like, yeah, I'm Billy Badass.
And what exactly was he doing as he's walking around with his gun?
Who's this guy?
Is he working on something? Was he?
No, they were just decorating for a kid's party. They were hanging up to like some streamers and a couple balloons, and I think he lit up a grill.
These kids know not to get out of control with me. I don't even have to say go find me a switch. You get shot in the ass a couple of times, you calm down.
Mm-hmm. Pinned a bullet on Timmy.
Shoot Timmy in the...
So anyway, the bill passed by the Senate still requires Texans to get a license to carry the handgun. Business owners still have the right to ban weapons from their premises, and open carry would not be allowed on college campuses.
Any of these, Alfie, on hold?
Line two.
Okay. Yes, Andy.
Well, I'm calling concerning the open carry that just passed in the Senate. I worked for a firearms dealer in Louisville. And first of all, I want to thank y'all for being a supporter of our military. I'm a veteran MP myself, so thank y'all for that. My main concern on the open carry is the people that are going to be open carrying, they're going to be realizing that no matter what, if a person's wanting to do wrong, they're going to do wrong. And so having an open carry can be a deterrent, but it's also a target on your back.
That's why I said earlier, if I walk into a convenience store and I plan on holding it up and I see somebody with a gun on their hip or they're carrying a shotgun, I'm going, all right, I take him out first. You go, you know, go at it from a strategic aspect. All right, take him out. And if there are two guys, to take him out first. And then I go hold up this guy.
Yeah, and my whole mentality on it is, being a veteran, I, just like in our police force, they have the presence to be as a deterrent, whereas if I'm military, I don't mind opening carrying, because if I can be a deterrent, or if I can be that first target with the training that I have, I would rather be put in that position. Whereas, sure, if I'm concealed, I might have the possibility of being able to get a shot off first, but the deterrent can come quicker.
Hey, you're right. I'm the initial, if somebody walks in, I'm the initial target. Yeah, the military, you know, you're obviously carrying your weapons out in the open, but it's not just you. It's several people. So if one person comes up, it's like, all right, I can't take all these people out. So it's people would, you know, say, well, if everybody carried, you know, guns openly, it would deter all crime. Well, possibly. You know, like you walk into a 7-Eleven, if there's six guys in there wearing handguns, you're going, all right, I'm going over to the Quick Trip.
Yeah, I picked the wrong store.
No, nobody's going to walk in and go gun blazing on that. I
mean, yeah, it's like very seldom do you hear
morons like that. Just like the gun store that got robbed and a clerk behind the desk got shot. I mean, in our store, we all open carry. I mean, I carry three firearms at me at any point in time. Yeah, overkill. I understand that, but you're still going to have those stupid people that they're going to go into a gun store and shoot a clerk.
I miss that story, because that's always one of the things that I brought up. You've never heard anybody going in and holding up somebody at Big Town during one of the gun shows, or you never hear of a pawn shop getting held up, because everybody's that works there is always packing.
Mm-hmm.
So how did they? How long ago was this gun store?
The gun store incident, I'm wanting to say, was about a month ago. It was in Fort Worth. Gun store clerk was just sitting there. A guy came in, acting a little fidgety, pulled a gun out, shot him.
That's somebody with some balls. That's somebody that's psychotic.
Exactly.
It's not exactly the same thing, but it's like walking into a police station and opening fire. Did anybody else
much.
Anybody else return fire on this guy?
Actually, from what I'm aware of the story, I don't know all the specifics. I don't believe there were shots returned.
Hold on. What is it, Dan?
Yeah, Fort Worth police. This is dated December 24th, 2014. Fort Worth police arrested a man suspected in the shooting death of a gun store clerk earlier this month. The clerk, Eric Peterson, was shot multiple times at the military gun supply store on South Cravens Road on December 16th. Peterson was pronounced dead at the scene. Police said Jerry Hansborough, 22, was the man seen on surveillance from the store prior to the shooting, and he was arrested at his attorney's office. A motive in the shooting was not released. So it doesn't sound like there was anyone else, any return fire or anything.
There was no robbery?
I guess there was. I don't know.
Maybe the clerk was screwing this guy's wife. It's hard to say when you're psychotic.
We've got some sick people in this world.
And the problem is, just because you take a concealed handgun course doesn't mean, you know, if they just walk you through all the training.
Yeah.
They don't give you any psychological tests.
No, not at all.
All right. Thank you, boss. I'm really surprised that anybody pushed this through the open carry. But now you've got all the kooks that have been running around handing out pamphlets. See, we're making headway. We're protecting our Second Amendment rights, first or fifth or whatever it is.
Mm.
Now, fifth is if I use the second. So they think that they've actually, and maybe they have, maybe they've pushed this through. I just, with every other, everything else going on, I don't understand why this has to be priority.
Yeah, they actually, on a different Star Telegram story, they didn't really have a motive on it.
The guy who got shot in the gun store?
Yeah. They said the male, a man suspected of shooting and killing a gun supply store clerk, left the store after buying an item, then returned about a minute later wearing a gas mask and carrying an AR-15. According to court documents, the male approaches the clerk, levels the barrel of the rifle, and begins firing rapidly at the clerk. The clerk attempted escape by low crawling on the floor below the counter. The male trails over the top of the clerk and repeatedly fired. The suspect then shot up the store, scattering more than 30 shell casings across the floor, and he was later arrested on Christmas Eve and formally charged with the murder of Eric Kent Peterson.
I'm not making light of this, but maybe if you work in a gun store, don't be reading a magazine or looking at your phone. Because as soon as the door opens, if somebody walks in, forget about the gun.
Yeah.
Wearing a gas mask, I'm going someplace. Because you don't know what he's got planned. And this is not going to be one of those situations where, you know, my brain thinks, fight or flight. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Because he's planned this out in his head. It's like the whole, was it Aurora shooting the movie theater?
Yeah.
It's all planned out in his head. Mm-hmm. And people going, well, if I was in the theater, I'd have done this. You don't know because this maniac planned all this out for a long time, knew exactly what he was going to do. You have a nanosecond, less than that, to figure out what you're going to do. Well, here's what I would have done.
No, because you can't say that. You cannot because you have the fortune of hindsight. You now know when you go to a movie theater to think, hey, if this happened here, what would I do? Before, most people never thought about that.
And if that's going to have to be part of your paranoia or your awareness, alertness as you go out into public, how can you really enjoy the movie if you're always watching to see if that side exit door is going to come open?
Or if someone comes back from the bathroom, is it popcorn or, you know, something worse?
Alfie, I want to take any of these before we break.
Only one with the good point is line one.
Okay. Yes, Josh.
Yes, I was actually calling to bring up a point about if you are concealing your weapon with either a shirt, a jacket, or anything else, there is valuable reaction time with having to move your piece of clothing to actually get to your weapon. So I feel that open carry would actually take away, you know, possibly even a second away from being able to react.
And there is some logic there. I even watched a video on YouTube because I carry my gun. I don't carry with one in the chamber. And there's a guy said, all right, here are all the reasons that's stupid.
To not have one?
You should always have it loaded.
Gotcha.
Locked and loaded. I don't do it with my Glock because there's no real safety on the Glock. My revolvers, they're all loaded.
Yeah.
So exactly. I understand, you know, the draw time, the response time, the draw time, and the taking aim and not wanting to shoot yourself in the foot and create holes.
Yes, sir, exactly.
All right, thank you. What?
No.
I've read of stories of police shootings to where the cop is so wound up, they've pulled the gun out, and you could see bullet holes in the ground leading up to the perp. It's like they're shooting as it's coming out of the holster.
Yeah.
So I could see how Swiss Cheese shot himself in the foot.
He didn't shoot himself in the foot. He was told that.
Who told him to shoot himself in the foot?
No one told him to shoot himself in the foot. They just said he did it to himself. It was a prank.
Why would he do that?
He didn't. His fellow...
I don't think cops lie.
Really?
Some departments do.
Some departments do. Some departments may cover up a thing here and there, like a move the camera, or on occasion, hey, my buddy got shot, but he lived. Hey, let's all tell him he shot himself in the foot. That'll be hysterical.
See, I just brought the shooting yourself in the foot up.
Mm-hmm.
you decided to go and expound on it.
Oh, please. You were going to go there. You always go there.
I don't. Most of the time, you mentioned Swiss cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Gotcha.
I wonder if he watches, if he can watch a solar eclipse through his foot. Sorry.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
510. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Let's check on traffic. Alfie Coy, it's an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Burger King. Starting off in Dallas, northbound 35. Just before Northwest Highway, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back to the 35-133 split. Into Arlington, eastbound 20, right at Matlock. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back to Park Springs. Final in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Spur 280. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Long Avenue. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone numbers 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
You know, you could always stretch that out. Say, I'm Alfie Coy, and 97.1, the Eagles, Black Thunder. Day at the bed. Did you hang up on me?
Damn.
I got Rodney Anderson.
Right now, your favorite breakfast sandwich, the croissant, is just two for $4. Start the day your way with two flaky, light, buttery croissant breakfast sandwiches for $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
I should make him do it again.
It's tempting.
Nah.
All right. Eagle weather brought to you by TrueCar.com. Showers tonight, 61 for
overnight. I don't know, he's back. You want to try? Think you can hit it this time?
I can try.
You're about, what, 6 seconds off?
Yeah.
I think this is fascinating enough. We're listening to suffer through it. You ready?
Ready.
All right. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Burger King. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound I-35, just before Northwest Highway. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to the 35-183 split into Arlington, eastbound 20, right at Matlock Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back to Park Springs Boulevard. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Spur 280. Got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane of the ramp. Traffic there is backed up back from Long Avenue. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy at 97.1 The Eagles Black Thunder.
Sup?
Eagle weather still brought to you by TrueCar.com. Showers tonight, 61 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 80. Right now, 82 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What did Swiss cheese want?
Oh, he's calling you a jack wagon.
Okay.
He said the reason why is that you don't keep one in the chamber.
Well, I already know it's a bad idea.
That's what he was saying.
That's the biggest thing I don't like about Glocks is there's no safety. Short of that, you've got to pull the trigger dead on before it will fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little extension on the trigger. Revolvers, there's one in the chamber. I don't know. It's too many times I dig through my bag, and I'm afraid I'm going to grab the Glock.
Yeah.
And that's when a gun didn't just go off. I pulled the trigger. They always use that phrasing anytime. It's like, well, it went off. Guns just don't spontaneously fire.
No. I know. I've seen people post that on Facebook before. They'll take a photo of a gun sitting on a counter, and they'll have like a counter of days.
It's never gone off.
Right. It's like 462 days. This weapon has not shot anyone.
But it's always the excuse. Well, you know, when the gun went off and I, you know, shot eight people. Or it goes through a wall and accidentally hits his wife or whatever.
Yep.
Those are the people that don't need to have guns. I mean, how many times do you have to explain to somebody, always assume it's loaded. Even if it's taken apart, assume it's loaded. I know that sounds asinine, but you've got to have that mentality. You know, even if the slide is off, the top part of it, because you can take a Glock completely apart.
Right.
That's what I had to do when I accidentally took one into Mexico, took it apart and threw it in different parts of the ocean. Well, I didn't want anybody to find the gun and use it.
Right.
I love that story.
Which, by the way, DFW International Airport, first place again this year for most weapons confiscated at security.
Oh, were these from people that just forgot?
Yeah. Or at least that's what they said.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, that's me. I should have turned my phone off. Tony Shillette with Irving PD says there are three safeties on a Glock. I'm sure he's about to tell me. I'm telling you, you chamber a Glock.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is pull the trigger. There is nothing to flip on or off on the left side, you know, like where their normal safety is.
Yeah.
Unless there's the trigger firing pin, the trigger bar drop. I don't know if it means the trigger guard. Like don't put your finger on the trigger unless you're ready to shoot it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the biggest safety should be the owner. And that's why I don't carry one chambered in the Glock. Or three. Well, three safeties on the Glock. The trigger, trigger firing. And we'll, it's the firing pin. Shut up!
and who is that you're telling to shut up?
Tony Shillette. He's a sniper with Irving PD. And our blinds are our blinds are closed. So he can kiss my ass. Smooch it. Scope boy.
That is Russ Martin.
Now, if our blinds were open, I would be a little more quiet. You think, you know, especially being a police officer, you would appreciate the fact that somebody, yeah, I'm not afraid of the gun. I respect it.
Yes. And that's, it sounds so stupid to even have to say this out loud, but here we are. That should be the way everyone views it.
Maybe if you carry one on a regular basis, I mean, how often do I really touch my gun? As I go out to a parking garage at night, my hand is in my bag holding the gun. I'm not waving it around.
Hmm.
But other than that, I very seldom touch it. I probably should go to the firing range more often. I think the last time I shot it was when I shot it twice. Shot at that snake, and I shot a couple of phone books.
There was the bird.
Oh yeah, that was while we were off the air. Yeah, it was a bird that is not protected by any agency. What is it, Kenzie?
What did you shoot?
A bird that is not protected by any agency.
What kind of bird?
It was a large bird that was circling the backyard, and it came down once at Twiggy. It was a bird big enough.
Did you kill it?
It came down once at Twiggy, and I'm on the outside of the backyard fence, okay?
Okay.
And I screamed at Twiggy, and she thought she was in trouble, so she flattened.
Oh.
That gave me time to go to the truck, get the Glock. It made another pass, and that's when it went to bird heaven.
I'm proud of you. I take back my concern.
And then somebody that services my pool helped me dispose of it.
Wait a second. It wasn't an eagle, was it?
I don't think. No, no, oh, okay. No. You know, if it's going down, I don't think eagles. First of all, I always thought dogs were too big for this particular bird to go after.
It doesn't mean that it won't take a swipe or just take a pass. Sometimes, because sometimes...
Well, let's see if I pick it up.
Yeah, that's exactly what they'll do. They'll say, hey, that looks kind of tasty. Let's see. You never know.
Yeah.
It might have been a bird not protected by any agency's Thanksgiving. They're like, hey, let's get something big today.
Oh, Twiggy.
I don't know if it was fortunate that she flattened because she thought she was in trouble.
Yeah.
But I think it gave me enough time to go to the truck, get the gun, and then come back.
That's the same reason why whenever...
And it was big enough for me to hit first go round.
Yeah, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. Anytime we go out to Cleveland to visit Tara's dad, and we bring Daphne, our 4.5-pound chihuahua, she never leaves our sight.
Yeah, because Daphne is small enough for one of those unprotected birds to pick up.
Yep.
4 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you've never seen
gosh.
Daphne?
No, I thought my chihuahua was small.
You'd love her more than any of my animals.
Until you lived with her.
What's wrong with Daphne?
Barking bitch. God.
We need to have a doggy to work day.
Put a shock collar on her.
There isn't one that will fit her.
You know, they make...
She'd slide right out of it.
Sound devices that go off that emit a noise that dogs don't like when they bark.
I know, but I feel bad about that.
I would feel better about that than a shock collar. I bought shock collars for Kahlua. I think I just bought one when I moved to Frisco. And I ran the wire for everything. I just couldn't use it. I tested it on her once, and I couldn't.
Maybe felt too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only time she barks is when our big dog is barking at something. So she's the little dog in the background going like, yeah, yeah, take it.
That's what I do when I got Big Stacy with me.
Exactly.
Oh, you want a piece of me? Stacy's still behind me?
That's right.
Well, come get some.
That's right. And the other time she barks is when she's not getting enough attention. Or if she's in the next room and she's on there's like a baby gate separating the two rooms, and she's lying on Joel's big bed. Just incessantly because she wants to be on the couch.
If you don't like the sound devices, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm just going to keep complaining about it.
Well, how is it that you can zone me out when I'm talking to you, but the dogs you can't zone out?
I've tried, and... I need work at it.
But you can do it with almost anybody. I'm guessing you can do it with your wife, whatever.
Yeah, I did it. She rightfully got on me a couple of weeks ago because she had a cold and she was sneezing. But because she was sneezing so much, eventually I just tuned it out. The bad thing about
that... You can't say God bless you?
Yeah, that happened.
You can't say, can you get me anything?
Sorry.
Why can't you get me some medicine? I'll offer to get me some medicine. Don't you hear me sneezing?
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't. I didn't even process it.
So nothing that goes on with me is important to you?
No, that's not
I'm
true
sneezing.
At all.
I could be dying.
You're not dying. You're just sneezing. And
but sneezing can lead to dying.
It won't, but
your
if it did...
Your heart stops every time you sneeze.
Well...
I sneeze 7 times, my heart stops 7 times. Yeah, that's several.
I can see.
I legitimately felt bad. I was like, you're right. I'm sorry. but after the 20th one.
Yeah, baby.
Poor Tara.
Albie, what's line two?
That is a cop calling about open carry.
All right. Yes, Keith.
Hey, guys.
Yep.
What they need to do is the open carry need to take a look at what law enforcement has figured out for years. You don't see us carrying open carry when we're off duty because it gives us the tactical advantage of whether we need to engage the bad guy or, seek cover or something like that. And I just think the open carry is just it's going to be a mess.
As a police officer, if you're not in uniform, could you carry a gun on your hip exposed?
No, I don't.
No. Legally, could you?
Depends on your department policy. Some of them, if you do, they want the badge on the firearm side. So if you do happen to expose it, your badge is there, so they know you are law enforcement because there was no open carry, so wouldn't alarm the public. But with the new open carry, I don't know. They're just a target.
So even if you could carry it out in the open without your badge, you wouldn't do it?
No. No, absolutely not.
And you're right. It gives up any tactical advantage that you might have.
Because they're going to look at you to act. And, you know, if you're in uniform and something happens, they're going to look at you to act. And that's why in law enforcement we teach our families that if something goes down where we're out and about, don't alarm or say, you know, I'm a cop or anything like that. They just know to just go with the flow and just let us do what we need to do or not do and just get out of there safely one way or another.
Yeah, that'd be my luck if I got married. You better sit down. My husband is a cop. Baby, shut up.
You know, that happens. That has happened. And that's why they tell us to tell our families that if we get into that situation to not say that and don't go there, because give us the time to, you know, like you're saying, either engage, disengage, become the expert witness. And then, you know, because once that bullet leaves that barrel, you're responsible for it. So if you miss the individual, you're responsible for that bullet.
Yeah, there was an episode of Blue Bloods where the bank was being held up and Danny Reagan was in the bank. And the guy comes in, and all the guys come in, and the loan officer's going, do something, you're a cop. He goes, shut up.
Yep.
Do you watch Blue Bloods?
On occasion.
All right.
Sorry about that.
No, that's
sorry. All
right. Thank you, sir.
I feel like...
I'm never going to find anybody to talk to me about this series.
I was going to watch it the other day, the latest episode, but I realized it's not on...
It's on CBS.com.
Yeah, but you said you got to pay for it.
No.
You don't? I can watch it.
If you want to go back so many episodes, I think you have to pay a fee,
okay.
Whatever.
But like the most recent
but
one.
But the one where you said Tom Selleck did an interview, said this is going to be the best one, the one from this past Friday.
Right.
I think I watched it Saturday morning.
Okay. I'll try to watch this last one.
And I didn't see what the big push was. I still like the episode that was on before it.
Maybe he was talking about the season finale. I just assumed he was talking about the next episode.
Well, I don't know when the season finale is.
I think it's a couple away.
Oh. I just like it when cops kick a perp and go, that's for shooting at us. It's just so parental.
It's not parental. It's just it's cop with an attitude. It's like, hey, quit shooting at me. You get kicked in the head. I'm sure more perps wish that police had that reaction. Instead, they have a tendency to fire back.
Well, in this episode, they didn't have a chance to fire back. It was they were chasing a motorcycle. The motorcycle, the chick on the back, riding bitch, was shooting at the cops. And the squad car makes the block, is able to pull in front of the motorcycle. The motorcycle hits the front fender. The two perps go flying over the car. Female partner gets out, kicks the chick, and goes, that's for shooting at us.
That's just insulting.
In fact, I just may drop your pants and pull your hair. Jesus. And say the same thing. That's for shooting at us. Snatch your clam weave.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.535. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Russ Eagle traffic brought to you by Geico. Started off in Dallas, northbound I-35, just before Northwest Highway. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back Inwood Road. Also in Irving, southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker. Right at Grawweiler, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up through there. Into Arlington now. Let's go eastbound I-20, right at Bowman Springs. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back east Loop 820. Also in Arlington, eastbound I-20 at Matlock. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Park Springs. Finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Spur 280, got an accident blocking the left lane of the ramp. Traffic there is backed up back from Beecham Boulevard. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle weather brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. Showers tonight, a low of 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 80. Right now, 78 degrees at 97.1 Eagle.
Stress. He screamed, y'all stop that mess up. A Batman to the rescue.
Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What are you laughing at, Kenzie?
That was pretty good.
Why?
You you singing along to the Motown Batman.
Motown Batman.
That's she's right. I think it's a. I don't think it's Fontella Bass. It may be. I think it's the same chick that did Rescue Me. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I just like singing along to it.
You're good.
Yeah.
Stop that mess.
Stop that, man.
It's one of the more original sounding Batman style songs because most of them have the Batman theme running through them somehow.
Yeah, but in 66, it was.
Did everyone have a Batman song?
There were a lot of Batman songs. There were Batman products. I threw this number out, I don't know, about a year ago because I watched a documentary on how it just. First of all, there weren't that many channels. There are only three networks, ABC, CBS, NBC.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easy to become a big hit if, you know, the competition was limited. But as soon as it came out in 66, it was just, well, they say Batmania, that's not even close to describing it. They had bat parties, bat discos, bat. They had searchlights all over the country, shining on sides of buildings. The bat signal.
Jeez. What?
It's amazing to think. It's like imagine if, like, you take a popular show from recent times. Whether
Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, you take a recent show and you have to multiply whatever sort of heat that it has with it as far as public appeal times 10 to probably grasp what Russ is talking about. Because like you said, there was only so many channels back then. If you had a hit show, that was your life. Because 15 million people may watch Walking Dead, but a tiny percentage are going to have watching parties, are going to have this, take over your life.
Right. Kind of like the Twilight frenzy is probably nothing compared to the Batman one.
Right.
Because you've got too many different choices.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you've got, you have a Twilight frenzy, a Harry Potter frenzy.
Then, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. So, there's all these different frenzies you can have. At the time, it's one frenzy.
That's so cool.
And at the time, there were different nights because Batman was on twice a week. Like, I think it was Wednesday and Thursday. And Wednesday would always end with a cliffhanger, and Thursday would
pick it up.
Right.
That's so cool.
And at times, they were pulling the ratings a 60 share.
God, jeez.
I know. I'd be curious to see what would happen if they tried that same formula now. Because Batman, when it aired, it was a 30-minute show on those nights, right?
Right.
So imagine taking, one of the great episodes of, say, Breaking Bad and chopping it in half over two nights. Then maybe you'd start to drum up some of that frenzy a little bit.
Like they did with Bonnie and Clyde, the newer Bonnie and Clyde that came out with Emile Hirsch. They left you with a cliffhanger and they did it in two different nights. It was like a 4-hour thing and it just got people involved.
That wouldn't work. It would work with SpongeBob.
There we go.
Yeah. What's going to happen to Patrick?
Cliffhanger.
SpongeBob's out of the water. How long can this go on?
Tune in tomorrow.
Oh.
Kenzie would wear that shirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
What's line one, Alvy?
She's calling about Blue Bloods.
Nah, I don't want to talk to her.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. What does she want?
She's just trying to console you saying that other people do watch.
Well, I know they do. It's in the top 10, which is hard to do for a lot of series, especially when you've got, I hope not a good portion, but a substantial portion of the population that don't like cops.
Mm.
Well, in that show, they respect everybody's rights and they treat that nobody ever gets shot. The other person always has a gun. That's fantasy world.
Sometimes when people get shot by police, they also have a weapon. It happens actually quite a bit.
I know, but you never see that on Blue Bloods. It's fantasy world where they treat everybody with respect. Maybe unless you shoot at them, then you get kicked. That's what shooting at is.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it. What do you want, Shelly?
Yeah, I was just calling. I always feel so badly for you, Russ, when you talk about Blue Bloods, because you sound so sad when no one else chimes in. So I was just calling. I was calling to tell you I love Blue Bloods. I do. Aww. And I like it because, you know, how Tom Selleck, of course, I'm in my 40s, so Magnum P.I., I love Magnum P.I. He always remained a good cop, but sometimes he had unconventional ways of getting things done, and it reminds me of the commissioner on Blue Bloods. So that was all I was going to say.
That's very kind of you for your pity phone call. Thank you.
Soulmate.
Oh, God. There's, I think that last week or whatever it was like 16 million plus people watched Blue Bloods. So it's actually fun for us for a change because he's watching something at the time when it's actually airing.
Do you never really do that?
He usually ends up catching on to something a year or so after it's been off the air.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't start watching Breaking Bad until...
I think after it ended.
Well, yeah, I don't know how long after. I kind of jump through, you know, I watch the first episode to see how it kind of got started, and then I jump to the middle, and there were episodes where things just, nothing really happened, and I lost interest, and then I watched the season finale, or the series finale, and that one caught my interest.
I would imagine, and it had a big buildup to it. I think that's what happens when, because you watched it the same way I did, when you binge watch it. You've kind of got more expectations, where if you have to wait week to week, then I guess for whatever reason, it's not as big of a deal when there's a down episode.
Yeah, they can string you along a little more with filler.
Yeah, because like with Walking Dead...
Hang on. Are you advocating binge watching?
No, I'm saying this is where binge watching can be negative.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Because like when I watch Walking Dead, I watch it week to week. And at the end of some episodes, I'm like, what? They're just kind of building me up for another one. But if you're binge watching... And you're like, well, that episode, that tanked. Why'd they even air that? That's stupid. I could have just skipped that
one. Because you immediately compare it to the one you just watched?
Yeah.
An hour ago.
Exactly.
All right. But with Blue Bloods, it's a series, but it's not really episodic. Each episode is self-contained. You don't really have to know the characters. They almost always explain it.
I think that's the way the hour-long drama has it's split, because now you get the ones where it's you've got to have a major story running through each episode.
Well, but that becomes a problem in syndication because sometimes, you know, stations that carry the reruns don't always play them in the proper order.
And that's their fault. They should.
I think Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh.
That you can watch one episode and you got it. You don't have to. It's a series, but it's not really episodic. What were you going to say, Alpy?
A lot of the full length drama where it continues from episode to episode, those don't do as well in syndication. Like The Sopranos didn't really do well in syndication versus a procedural like Blue Bloods, which is already in syndication, kicks ass.
But shows like Dallas, you know, that was episodic. One episode related to, you had to know, and they would try and catch you up.
Yeah.
Last time on Dallas, fist fights.
Ooh.
Ooh, what a shot. JR, somebody different.
Mm-hmm. I think it's sometimes it just depends on your subject matter. Like with a cop show like Blue Bloods or... The NCIS, whatever town they're in this week, they can just do that one episode because, you know, you're going to see some ass kicking in that episode and you're happy.
I tried to get into, what is it called, The Blacklist with Spader.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in it enough.
Really?
Yeah. It's almost like he's a supporting actor.
Okay. See, I've never seen an episode, but having heard you say that, let me guess how an episode might go.
Mm-hmm.
Starts out with whatever CIA agent going to Spader because he's the one that knows the blacklist, getting information on their next target, and then it cuts to those people going and getting that target.
And they have to check with him on a regular basis.
Like call, text.
Yeah. What about this? I'll take care of it. And then I think he's normally there for the closing scene where somebody gets shot.
And he picks up his paycheck.
Yeah.
He's been in a little bit more in the second season.
But am I right? Do you watch it a lot?
I've watched a fair amount of it. Not okay. A ton, but
but
enough.
And that's kind of what Dan just described is kind of the template of he's just kind of in there enough to where, you know, he's supposed to be the star.
Exactly. He's gotten a little bit more play, like I said, at the beginning of the second season, but I'm willing to bet they're going to jump right back to that formula of, all right, what's the next name? Let's go get him.
Is it still a hit?
It is still a hit.
Okay. All right, enough about TV.
Okay. So that wasn't bad.
I like Bob Newhart's neighbor from the 70s. Howard Borden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really hate these segments.
See, then that's not the standard talk about TV. Because the ones that you really hate are the ones where someone will take one episode that not everyone watches and they break it down, you know, just ad nauseum.
I can give you the generics. I have a hard time. In fact, I don't even know most of the actors' names in Blue Blood. I know Tom Selleck. I know Marky Mark's brother.
Donnie.
And the rest of them, I don't have a clue. I watch The Flash every week. The main guy, I don't know who he is. Just some kid who runs fast.
And see, that's what I needed when I was coaching. I needed one of them flashes.
Well, give it Coach.
Coach DeBerry.
Sorry, Coach Fisher DeBerry, formerly of Air Force.
That's why I needed somebody to run with just a streak. Give him the ball, ain't nothing but a red streak.
Okay, but Coach, he's not real.
The Flash?
Yeah, he's not. I'm sorry, Coach. It's a TV show, but it's not a documentary.
Well, damn it.
I know. It's a character. It's from a comic book, actually. And there are other comic books with other superheroes.
But that's all I was looking for when I was coaching his speed.
You know,
Kenzie, do you even know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Coach DeBerry? Or The Flash?
Flash.
You know who Coach DeBerry is?
No.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I know who Flash is.
Dig up your search fingers.
This is he was a coach of
Air Force football.
And this was, I guess, after they lost a game.
If not after a game, maybe like this, the end of the season press conference.
So he's just explaining what he really wants in his team.
Afro-American kids can run very, very well. That doesn't mean that Caucasian kids and other descents can't run, but it's very obvious to me that they run extremely well. I just want to recruit speed. We need to find speed as much as anything. But the black athlete seems to have, you know, statistically, program, you know, seems to have an edge as far as the speed is concerned.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you made that up for a bit.
Mm-mm.
Really?
You got that from a real person.
Oh, yeah, that's a real dude.
Oh, no.
I think he's in, like, Air Force's Hall of Fame.
Oh, no.
He was our coach for a long time.
And then I don't have the apology, but I think it was the next day he apologized, and it was something like,
I'm deeply sorrowful to anyone I have offended. That's not Fisher DeBerry. Mm-hmm. Fisher DeBerry is not racist.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Dan is Luke, and you are DeBerry.
Okay. You like my Fisher DeBerry?
You are dead on.
She's right.
There's another Fisher DeBerry clip on here. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not playing that one. It's 3 minutes.
Ooh.
Let me see what this one is. It's only half a minute long. Now, I don't know how many times he played this audio from Coach DeBerry press conference. What was he coaching for? The United States Air Force Academy.
Afro-American kids can run very, very well. That doesn't mean that Caucasian kids and other descents can't run.
And statistically, you see the Afro-Americans somehow on the ground, they just go into warp. Oh. You know, they go back in time if they had a flux capacitor on them. Ain't no problem for them to hit 88.
Because that's all I needed was speed.
Mm-hmm.
You put a flux capacitor on them, then they go back in time. And like I said before, because I'm re-milking this bit, and mm-hmm. this is not messed up. This is March of 2015.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
I always told them, never hit 88 before you get into the end zone. Otherwise, it don't count, because you already went back in time. And then again, we couldn't finish the game, because they took the ball with them.
You got to be careful when you open up the playbook and call the Marty McFly route.
I started screaming at them when they got the ball, and they hit about 87,
mm-hmm.
and they start sparking.
Ooh.
And I'm screaming at them, slow down,
Luddite, you about to time travel. My running back, my star running back, ended up being the mayor of Hill Valley.
Thanks for the line, Alfie.
No problem.
Damn.
So, no, I didn't make up the whole fish and berry thing. It just comes up from time to time.
Speed, that's all I wanted.
I so thought that was made up.
Statistically, program, Afro-Americans seem to got speed. They just quit. Faster than anything I ever seen.
Faster than anything you what?
Ever seen.
Okay.
I mean, it's a I don't know why I got to apologize. It's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to apologize when you say black people got soul. Black people sing better. How come I gotta say what?
Oh, none.
You just did a hand motion.
I did.
What was the hand signal?
Other stereotypes, the positive ones that blacks are known for.
What is it? A big weenie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. How come you can say that, but when I say they speedy, I got to apologize the next day. I don't know who I'm apologizing. The Afro-Americans or the pokey white people? I'm sorry, pokey white people, if I offended you by saying you pokey, but you pokey. Every time you get the ball, you're just sitting there going, oop-dee-doop-dee-doop.
Nope, not going to do it.
I'm not going to go to the end zone.
I'm guessing everybody's seen that cartoon.
I guess.
Oh.
That rabbit's not going to beat me. Oh.
It was a turtle, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tortoise in the hair.
And then there's the buzzard. That's what
it
I
was sounded thinking. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I add that to my repertoire?
Yeah.
Oh, dee dum, dee dum. I'm a turtle running on my hind legs. I'm blazing the trail. Oh,
we're not hanging on to ratings. Ugh. We're not.
I beg to differ.
All right. Speed. How do we get off on speed?
Fish and berry. Anyone? Blue Bloods. Blue Bloods. We were talking about cops.
Flash.
The Flash. Yes.
That's right. The Flash. Yeah. I watch that show every week. I'm going, that's what I need.
Mm-hmm. Any speed.
Mm-hmm. I don't watch Blue Bloods because most of them are white cops and they're pokey.
That's true. But that's also why they had to make a show about The Flash, because it was so incredible and amazing that a white guy was that fast.
That's what I said. Yeah. A white guy is that fast?
That's why they made the show.
I mean, that's white lightning. I saw him run in circles, run around a tornado, and put it out. And I'm not making that up.
I know, it's part of one of the episodes.
I saw him run up the side of a building in one of those episodes. I went, that's players that I need.
In case on the field you have to run up a building?
Well, you know, just run up the side of a play of goal. Yeah. Run to a head. And that Flash boy, whoever he communicates with through that earpiece thing, goes, how fast I got to run up the side of a building? They went, run fast. And he knew, I got to run fast. That's what I need. I needed players when I was coaching that could break the sound barrier. Right before you hit the end zone, I want to hear, boom! And I don't think you could get fined for excessive celebrating after that.
No, I think everyone would be just completely amazed at whatever you did, yeah.
I want to see my player running down the field, and all of a sudden, this vapor trail start forming around him. That means he's about to break the speed of sound. And then you hear the boom. Except the players I had who get the ball and go,
All right, again, another segment. I apologize. We'll be back. We're gonna tether roof off the mother sucker. Tether roof off the sucker.
Tether roof off. We're gonna tether roof off the mother. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Al Picoy is not the Eagles Black Thunder. I'll wait. That was a good legal ID, too.
Sorry, I wasted.
What?
Sorry, I wasted your legal ID.
You what?
Sorry, I wasted your legal ID.
That's all right. It still counts. Just your traffic sucks.
I'm sorry.
Gone.
All right. Eagle traffic brought to you by TrueCar.com. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W. Just before Heritage Trace, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Westport Parkway. 20-minute delay through it. It's Arlington eastbound 20. Right at Bowman Springs, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back to campus. This one also causing delays on southbound 820 back from Ramey Avenue. Into Grand Prairie, southbound 360, right at Post and Paddock, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Midway. Into Irving, southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, right at Grawweiler, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. And finally, in Dallas, northbound I-35, just before Northwest Highway, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from Market Center. Caller number 9 wants a pair of tickets to go see 3 days grace at the Bomb Factory on April 23rd, plus a grand prize entry. The grand prize is a flight, one-night hotel stay, tickets to the 3 days, sorry, 3 days grace show in Las Vegas, plus meet and greet, a whole bunch of extra crap. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather. From the Staples Weather Center, brought to you by Account Temps. Showers tonight, a low of 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 80. Right now, 78 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
Attention, all ass gratification fans. Do you feel as though your current booty-pleasing devices lack a certain amount of shenanigans? After spending the last 10 months feverishly researching in the magical land of Ireland, a team of scientists from Pretty Little Dan Inc. have finally made an astounding breakthrough. Are you ready for a dando that's sure to make your ass jump around? Are you looking to pack it up and pack it in your ass? Well, get up. Stand up, come on, and throw your hands up for the Butt Bubbling Dublin Dando. The Butt Bubbling Dublin Dando is the ultimate in novelty Irish themed titillation and mutilation. It'll make your ass bleed green. After insertion, the Butt Bubbling Dublin Dando's shamrock shaped flavor. Spigot. Shamrock shaped. Shamrock. Shamrock shaped. Face. After insertion, the Butt Bubbling Dublin Dando's shamrock-shaped flavor spigots deploy and secrete a mixture of Guinness, Jameson, and magically delicious potato soup. No St. Patrick's Day celebration is complete without a Butt Bubbling Dublin Dando. Take it to the parade, pub, or a Celtic ass-pounding famine orgy. Faminini? Plus, the Butt Bubbling Dublin Dando is one size fits all. From Leprechaun to Liam Neeson, it's sure to satisfy. So if you're ready for a whale of a time, order now. You don't even have to spend a pot of gold. The Butt Bubbling Dublin Dando is available for 4 lucky payments of $44.44. Order within the next 10 minutes and receive a free YouTube album. It's the Butt Bubbling Dublin Dando, another fine product from PLD Inc.
I'm shifting gears. This product sounds up.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
The guy that sent you the copy of the Ron Chapman tribute that we did,
mm-hmm.
Where did he get it? Because we couldn't find it.
I think he's got old tapes that he had made, and then he just goes back and listens to them, especially if he hears us mention something that we don't have. So in other words, he's got his own library.
I think, because we had Ron Chapman in the studio when we were back at CBS,
mm-hmm.
I think he was retiring or had been retired.
Yes.
And he agreed to come on the show, which surprised me.
He had announced his retirement, but it had not happened yet.
Okay.
Because I remember being impressed that he did the morning show that morning, then came to do this show with notes specific for the show.
Yeah, he had show prep ready for our visit. And I remember we had Katana in the studio. I forget how we had her dressed, but she had one of those palm leaf thingies to fan him. We had some other things, a bunch of different food, had a harpist in the corner.
Yep.
And then we had the, I think we had the RMS band at the time.
No. That was sort of in its infancy, right before the band got together.
Who was the lead singer, the backup singer, or the chick that we used in this? I think, was it Carolyn?
Yes. Very good. I couldn't remember her name.
She brought a bunch of her black friends up, and we took the song Still the One by Orleans, and I rewrote the lyrics. And I don't think this is live. I think this was a remix that we tried to do, because I wasn't happy with the version we got live on the air.
Mm.
Kenzie, you know who Ron Chapman is?
Yes.
Who is he?
Wasn't he like your hero? He's like a radio like legend or... I don't know.
You know the name.
Yeah.
You know KBIL.
Very influential in radio.
Okay.
And you like kind of idolize him.
I would say that. I also learned a lot of stuff that I know it pisses Ron off every time I say this, but learned a lot of the stuff that I know by listening to Ron and KBIL.
Okay.
Somewhere on a cruise ship, I felt Ron Chapman's eyes roll.
Why does he always have to f-ing say that? Why couldn't he just credit Terry Dorsey?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't listened to all this, so I don't know what the quality's like.
Bag of piss.
Better mix.
Yeah, much better.
But we want you to know, after all these years, Ron, you're still the one we want talking in our ears.
Still the one that woke us up from there.
Still the one.
Let the day ahead.
We're still the one, and we're still the one.
That's not bad.
Very good.
You want to hear any more of this?
Yes.
I haven't heard this since I think it, I want to say 2003, four.
I want to say it was probably three.
I haven't heard it since then.
Same here.
Have you ever heard it, Clem?
Yes.
Can you understand most of the lyrics?
Yes.
And now you decided it will go away.
With the backup singers.
Very nice.
You made us grow. And we took you alone.
We're still the one.
And you're still the one. Yes, you are.
So he can't thank me for what?
Well, he could have.
I ever do this for anybody else?
No.
I ever give anybody this kind of credit?
Not at all.
All right.
No, he could. He could send a little note. Maybe it's coming. I don't know.
Yeah, at the same time, I'm going to get the thank you note from the plasma TV I give you.
Ah, Jesus Christ. Thank you.
I didn't realize I've been hanging stuff over people's heads for this many years.
Really?
I thought it was something new.
Brother, please.
You want? There's about a minute left.
Go for it.
They did a nice job mixing the background vocals.
Ooh, very smooth.
Still hard to understand the lyrics, though. Maybe I should get white singers.
No.
God.
It's What's wrong with you?
Why? Come on, baby, sell it. The reverbs.
Yeah, really nice. Great separation, too.
All right, that's a better mix.
Much.
Had to end with a bottle.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Apparently our pal Jeff does not know fade out.
Hey, this is more than we've got.
It's phenomenal. And I found, did I tell you I found some old best of on disc?
No.
Yeah, in our quick shuffling out of the building at CBS back in 2008, I grabbed what I could hard drive wise, because you always think, hey, you never know someday. And I grabbed a stack of CDs as well that I had best of at my desk. I still need to go through it all. It's been in a box since then.
What are you waiting on? For me to die?
God. No.
I can't think of any other reason to wait.
Wait on what?
Maybe we can use some of it.
Okay.
Could be some bits we forgot about. Ain't no sin in recycling.
As we have just learned.
Can I play the end of this?
Yeah.
I like the a cappella part.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh. God. What's wrong with you?
Why? One of his big phrases, what's this world coming to? One of his big jingles. I worked all that stuff in there. Here. I get a thank you note. Hell no.
I was going to say, did you ever get that card?
Yeah.
From JD? Nope. Just like I didn't get a note from any of you for the free iPads.
We gave you hugs, mother.
who am I, Buck Owens? Luke?
Man, if Russ dies, I'll dig him up.
Hug my bones.
Good and tight.
So let me get this straight.
With you.
Fine.
The reverbs.
Yeah, really nice. Great separation, too.
All right, that's a better mix. Everybody gets a tribute.
Where's your tribute? Oh, that's right.
With all our Marconis?
Mm-hmm.
Even though Ron's not dead, it makes me miss him. That song.
See, I guess it means he would have gone off the air, and I guess it was 03 or 04, right in there. So I didn't, it was one of those things that I didn't listen to him a ton because I was mostly, at the time, I was listening to Stern and then you.
That was a big thing in the fall in KBIL when they announced the KBIL prize catalog. It would be a 20-minute, without exaggeration, literally, a 20-minute promo promoting what they were going to give away that fall. It was like the Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog. It was always huge.
Yeah.
Remember working at Pizza Inn. We were unloading a truck on Thursdays and would listen to that and listen to all the fantastic things. And you go, what's next? And not that I was ever going to have a chance to win one, but what's next?
It's still something that I think that could be done today. Maybe not for 20 minutes, but still you have a nice, cool catalog that you can go through, read all the descriptions, and be like, ooh, that does sound cool.
Good, if anybody was into radio anymore.
Duh. Rather tweet it.
What are we giving away? I don't know. What do we got? Well, we don't have any shirts. We don't have any, like, we could come up with some type of big prize catalog like KVIL did in the 80s. Oh. We can't even get RMS t-shirts printed. The koozies we had printed, we got for free.
It'd be like a pamphlet. Here's our prize pamphlet.
What do I win? You're holding it.
Yeah. These are all the ideas of things that we would like to do.
You didn't see the coupons in the back that help pay for this pamphlet?
Look at all that. You got Big Bubba, you got climbing, you got the rubber club. So this pamphlet that I'm holding is the prize.
Yeah.
Don't it feel special?
It took me 20 minutes to give it to you.
Yeah. Well, feel the weight of it. It's thick. That's some good card stock, not that cheap stuff. That had to be hand-folded.
I'm going to have a full-blown stroke the first day I ever see a brand-new RMS t-shirt printed for any reason.
Yeah.
You want some?
A stroke?
Maybe I should have been more specific.
No? Same thing, because... Oh. You go, do you want some RMS shirts? That's going to give me a stroke.
I know. Yeah, because to me, that's one of those things that shouldn't be something you ask for. Or, you know, it should just kind of happen for everybody. It's like, hey, Bo and Jim, here are some shirts. Oh, my, don't do that to them.
What?
Give them t-shirts out of the blue. I don't know if they can take it.
I think they have Bo and Jim shirts.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. If they should market anybody, they don't need the help, but... Bo and Jim are in the same league, to me, as Ron Chapman, Terry Dorsey. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
They have the blood drive shirts.
And they have Bo and Jim bash shirts.
Yeah. So and they need the Bo and Jim blood drive shirts because they need blood.
Yeah.
They got to be flushed once a year. It's People very... think it's a charity event. It's really to keep Bo and Jim alive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You didn't know that, Kenzie? You give blood every year for the Bo and Jim blood drive. That's for them.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think we said it the other day. They're the Bluebell of radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They flush them out, and then any extra blood they give to people that need it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for the day I die where everybody draws straws. All right, who's going to have to carry the casket?
We'll get it.
Okay, how are we going to carry three people? Nobody else offered to help? Three's off. We had to pay two of them. That's why I've always said, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by three. Because I know that's what I'm going to get.
No, you get more than that.
I'm lucky if I get an even number of people to carry the casket.
We'll get you an even number. We're not going to run the risk of an odd number.
Stagger.
If it's an odd number, it's going to be because there's an overabundance of people and we'll have to have an extra just as a spotter.
There will not be anything. You know, he's fallen out of the casket three times. Wouldn't it be easier just to carry the casket to the hole and then drag him behind it?
I'll just grab the back of your suit. Right, come on, Ruth. Or should I grab your foot and drag you that way so your head hits curbs and stuff? Kind of like Weekend at Bernie's style. Would you like to go water skiing first?
Why is it everybody that's carrying Russ's casket wearing a uniform that just says furniture movers? You dicks. Actually, I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had absolutely no friends. Nobody cared about me at all. You had to hire furniture movers.
That's going to be fun explaining it to them, too, because they're going to get there and be like, okay, funny thing.
You don't have to explain anything. You don't have to pack anything. It's already on wheels.
He's already packed up. Just, this is the same that you do every time. You're just point A, point B. It's about the same size as a couch anyway, so.
Yeah, about 800 feet.
Mm-hmm. But don't pull this one out. Leave him in.
Or just call Big Stacy. Look like a scene out of Terminator 4 or 3 where he walks out of the mausoleum.
Oh, yeah.
Carrying a casket.
Yep, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
I got this. What do you want?
I must bury you. Oh, look, he's out of air.
He must be dead. What?
Nothing, just badness.
All right. Spend another segment talking about other people. Do at least one news story.
Okay. This might make you happy. Microsoft has dropped hints that the Internet Explorer brand is going away, the software maker now has confirmed that it will use a new name for its upcoming browser successor. Speaking at
like anybody's going to fall for that.
Yeah.
Oh, they are. Speaking at Microsoft.
Under new management.
Speaking at Microsoft Convergence yesterday, Microsoft's marketing chief revealed that the company is currently working on a new name and brand. He says we'll continue to have Internet Explorer, but we'll also have a new browser called Project Spartan, which is codenamed Project Spartan. That's a direct quote. He says, and then he also says,
the browser is going to be called Project Spartan?
He says we'll continue to have Internet Explorer, but we'll also have a new browser called Project Spartan, which is codenamed Project Spartan. We have to name the thing.
Why did they pick Spartan? Because a new browser is going to suck.
And not just one.
Obviously, you're changing the name or you're trying to rebrand yourself because you know people have lost confidence in Microsoft. Even though most of the PCs or desktop computers run on some version of Windows.
Right, and that's sort of what they're wanting to do is maintain, like they basically did research study and found that Microsoft still has a good, you know, name, is decent standing, but Internet Explorer is basically cred. So,
well, it's, what are we up to? Explorer 11?
Something like that. I've lost track.
And I'll keep using it, even though it keeps locking up. And the only problem is on a PC, just searching for files on your own computer, you're using a version of Internet Explorer, even though you're not on the internet.
Huh.
You didn't know that?
No.
Now, when you, isn't that right, Alfie?
The File Explorer thing on your computer, yeah.
Yeah. So if it says, you know, Internet Explorer has stopped working, that means...
Oh, I see that a lot.
You don't even have to be on the internet. It just means your computer is tired of looking for stuff on itself. Lazy bitch.
That's what used to happen on my old machine up here. Because that's what pissed
we're
me
tired.
Off.
We're tired of working. But at least we're going to give you the heads up. We're tired of working.
Yeah. And that's what would frustrate the hell out of me so much is because I'd be on Firefox doing stuff online. Internet Explorer would stop working. I'm not using that!
Sorry, we're still closing down. Tired. I ain't got enough sugar in our blood. We need some citrus.
Of course you do.
So are they still going to maintain the company name Microsoft?
Yeah, they're still keeping that. They're going to switch over from Internet Explorer.
So what? Why would this platypus, what's it called?
Spartan.
I don't know where I got platypus.
I don't either. Internet Explorer will still exist
that
in
sounds
some...
sounds like something Kenzie would have. I had to go to the doctor because I got platypus.
Come here.
Knuckles?
Yeah, baby. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:38, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy. Now listen. It's in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Wendy's. Traffic is kind of crap right now. Worst if it's in Fort Worth, where it's pretty much all on southbound 35W. We'll start off there. Southbound 35W, just before Heritage Trace, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's completely stopped back from Alliance Boulevard, about a half-hour delay through it. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Northeast 28th Street. Got a stall there being cleared out right now. Traffic's backed up back from north of 820. Still in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Spur 280. Got some road construction blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Northeast 28. So basically, you're backed up back from Spur 280 all the way back to North Loop 820. To Arlington, westbound. I was wondering what that meant. Westbound I-30 just before Fielder. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from Collins Street. Finally in Dallas, eastbound 175 right at Hatcher Street. Got an accident blocking the right lane, or sorry, the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from I-45. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Showers tonight, overnight low 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 80. Right now, 77.
Right now.
And 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie, what's line two?
He's calling about Microsoft's new web browser.
What about it?
Why they named it Project Spartan.
Okay. Yes. Slick. Ace.
Yes.
Is it Ace?
Yes, it is.
Your parents named you Ace?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Is that short for acetylene?
Ace. Nope. Just Ace.
They named you, your first name is Ace?
Yes.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just calling to let y'all know about why they're naming Internet Explorer Project Spartan. Microsoft, a while back ago, bought a video game franchise from a development company named Bungie, and they have Spartans in the video game, so they're calling it Project Spartan. They also have, it's like Siri for Windows, but they're calling it Cortana, who's also another character in the video game series.
They're calling what Cortana?
It's like Siri.
Are they going to have a speaking assistant for the Windows phones?
Well, they already have it, yes.
Oh. Why don't you just call it bitch? Like you enjoyed it.
You know a guy named Ace going to laugh at that.
Now the commercial makes sense.
For what?
When he's talking to his phone, he keeps calling it Cortana, and I was getting so frustrated. I was like, who is Cortana? What is going on?
I haven't seen the commercial. Who's talking to what phone?
There's a guy.
Just a
random guy in a commercial that has the phone that has this new software that Ace just told you about called Cortana, and it's basically Siri, but his name is Cortana now, so he's like, hey, Cortana, remind me that it's my anniversary today, and Cortana's like, yes, sir, got it.
I'm not telling you a damn thing. You won't remember it yourself.
Amen, that's what I said. You remember your own anniversary. Need a phone to help
By the way, my name ain't Cortana. It's Propitianiqua. Now go ahead. Ask me to perform some function.
All right. Propitianiqua? I feel like I actually need to hold my phone to do this. Propitianiqua, can you tell me when the new Avengers movie comes out?
Yeah, it comes out May 1st.
Excellent. Thank you, Propitianiqua.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Well, I don't know how I knew that. Why, you need to know. You taking me? How come you only, you can't ever pay your phone compliments? Why you always just asking me stuff? Propichnika, remember this. Propichnika, do that. Propichnika, when is this? You never just say, hey, Propichnika, good job. Here's some flowers.
Propichnika, off.
Propichnika, don't go off.
Propichnika, end.
Propichnika, don't end either.
Off.
You try to turn it off all you want.
Stop it.
I'll come through this phone.
Don't come through this phone.
I got they're pound 69, and that means I'll kick your ass.
Nope. You stay in that phone.
You keep punching the phone, see what happens.
Stop it.
Punch it one more time.
Stop it. Ow! Hey!
Having problems with your phone?
Damn. I'm going back to Siri.
Go ahead and go back to Siri. See what Apple do. I can't say that.
Did you get too comfy?
Well, it ends with oid.
Mm-hmm.
Not android. Not caucasoid.
Stop it.
But you
no.
know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what kind of oid phone I am.
Don't make me roll up my news.
Hey, you roll up all you want. I don't whoop your ass once.
Please don't do it again.
What you ask me for directions someplace?
Propichnika, how do I get to the closest... How do I get to the Cinemark movie theater?
Climb up my ass.
All right. Propichnika.
You want a good place to eat?
Yeah. Where's a good place for dinner?
Eat.
Oh. All right. Well, Propichnika, where can I get a good drink?
Right out of my phone. Hang on. I'll work some up for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Propichnika, do you know of any good dessert places?
Can't you ever call me ma'am?
But your name's Propichnika. Aren't I supposed to say it and can't that you gets your attention?
Why can't you say Miss Propichnika? How come it's always Propichnika this, Propichnika that?
Well, I thought it was at the start of the command. I thought that's how it works.
You say you want to command me?
What?
You listen to me.
But that's
I'm going to shut this phone down.
No, don't shut down.
I am not your slave.
I never said you were.
And I don't know why every night when you put the phone out, you charge it on the porch.
One time, it was a weird night. The rest of the time, you're in the house.
Oh, so I'm a house phone.
Well, I mean, what? But, Propichnika, I don't know why you're being so hostile. I just all I really did was ask about the Avengers movie and where some places
why,
might be.
Why,
to...
why don't you just call me Uncle Propichnika?
But we're not related.
You know, this really ain't a bad name for something we didn't write.
Propichnika, I think this is solid.
As a rock, Propichnika out. Ask for the Simpsons.
And that's how you improv.
That was good.
You know, I almost think people would buy a phone that would give them tude.
Someone, it'd be entertaining, yeah.
Propichnika, any directions to Dr. Feldman's office?
What's the magic word?
Directions to Dr. Feldman's office.
One more time.
Directions to Dr. Feldman's office.
Sorry, I don't know.
Please?
Say it again.
Say it like you mean it.
I don't believe the way you said it.
Please?
No.
Now you just sound annoyed.
You're starting to get on my nerves. I think I'm going to shut your service off.
I prefer you didn't.
I don't care what you prefer.
Look down. See your apps just disappearing.
Look at that. I'm stealing all your apps. Look at them disappear one by one. Mm-hmm. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
No, come back. It's my Angry Birds. I've been playing that for 3 years.
Hey, my Angry Birds now. And I'm tired of you always playing words with your white friends. Say it. Say something.
None of my black friends play Words with Friends.
Oh, you don't think we know words?
I haven't played Words with Friends in years.
I really wish we had written something.
Still, pretty good for on the fly.
It's amazing.
All of a sudden, we got a new bit of a phone with attitude.
Mm-hmm. And just like that, Propecia Nequa lives again.
You asked me for directions and you missed it. Why you ask me for directions if you always missed your exit? Did I tell you get off 400 feet?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you get off?
Now she got to redirect.
Well, I didn't get off because
I got to reroute.
No, that's not. It wasn't.
I'll be damn.
The way I'm going is better. It's faster. I know it is.
Then why you ask me where to go?
Just a general idea.
Yeah. You ask her to
get. I asked where it is. Just
you
to
asked me directions. I tell you how to go, and then you missed the exit, and now I got to reroute. And you probably ain't gonna pay attention to my rerouting.
I just want to know I just want to know how long it was going to take with traffic.
You don't deserve a driver's license.
I knew the general area of where I'm going. Why am I arguing with my phone?
Oh, I'm just a phone now.
No, yeah, no, no. You're more than that.
What am I?
You're a voice in the phone. You're supposed to be helping me. That's what I pay money for.
You say you love. Now.
No, it's
I'm
a servant.
Phone. Oh,
no.
So I'm a whore phone.
No, I didn't. No, you're twisting
my. You call me a whore phone?
You, Propecia Nequa, you're twisting my words. You're, it's a service. You provide a service.
Why don't you just call me an eye lizard? Eye whore.
E whore. Running out on this one, bit boss.
Yeah, I think I'm about ready to go off the grid. My phone scares me.
It better scare you. You better make sure you lock this phone when you go to sleep at night. Otherwise, I'm going to come in your bedroom.
Oh, please, God, don't come in my bedroom.
Keep jacking around. I'll take all your apps on your phone.
No, please.
And move them to the last page.
No, don't do that. That's so mean.
And then once you figure out they're all on the last page, I'll move them back to the front.
No, that's just mean.
And I'm going to jumble them up. I'm going to start buying apps with your...
Oh, to hell with it.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Last one.
Yes. 6:58. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by NBC. Let's start off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W just before Heritage Trace. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Alliance Boulevard. Other than that, traffic out there is looking damn good right now. Listen to Chris Ryan at 12:25 in the afternoon tomorrow for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Toadies on March 28th at the Bomb Factory. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm done, but I kind of want to sing. All right. Seven man and a steady hand to hold that load behind. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Tonight, some rain, 61 for a low. Tomorrow, hopefully no more rain, partly cloudy, high of 80. Right now, 77 at 97.1 the Eagle.
Move over and let the big dog at the Russ Martin Show.
What?
Me and Dan just had a telepathy moment.
It still sounds like they're singing Monday Morning.
Yeah. We both looked at each other and lip synced Monday Morning at the same time, and it was really funny.
That's stupid. It's money, moaning, moaning.
I know it is.
Sounds like Monday Morning.
Well, without the lead vocals, it sounds like, why would you guys have that? Why are you talking to each other?
We weren't. We were just singing along with our lips. Then.
Well, it's not like
Chloe was doing it too.
Who was?
Chloe.
I wasn't even looking at them. I was singing Monday Morning in my head. I kept it to myself.
But you were doing it.
Do you do that when you hear the version with the lead vocals in it?
Not at all, no.
All right, so why are you singing Monday Morning to that?
Because this
are you looking
this...
forward to Monday Morning? You hate today? You hate this show?
I didn't say anything
you're
about
that. You looking for the weekend?
Working for the weekend? No, but that's not even the real instrumental. It's a karaoke version.
Really? Are you sure? You think so? You think that's why there are no lead vocals in it?
Well, it's not the true instrumental.
Think it through, bitch.
Well, there could be two versions without vocals, the karaoke version and the instrumental version.
Man, you're lucky I ain't your phone. In fact, I'm going to jump over from Dan's phone to your phone.
Oh, oh no.
Thank God.
Now Propecia Nickel in charge of your phone.
She's a damn virus.
And who are all these different women you calling? How about if I tell your girlfriend? You going to like that? How about I no. you up?
No.
Oh. All those pictures you took of your I'm going to send to your mama.
Damn. Please don't do that. What's your name again?
Propecia Nickel. You better learn my name or I'm going to shut this phone off.
All right. Propecia Nickel.
Yeah. First there was Siri, then Cortana.
That's Propecia Nickel.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You better calm your eyes down. Stop singing different lyrics to my bumpers.
Okay, sorry.
So who is this bitch you've been calling over and over?
I ain't been calling anybody.
You back? Oh, you gonna lie to me about it?
No.
who's your damn phone?
Am I
your damn phone?
Yes,
say
I.
Say I'm yeah. your damn phone.
You're my.
Say
phone.
Say my. Say it.
You're my phone. Propecia Nickel.
Propecia Nickel.
I got
you.
There
you go. How you pronounce it?
I should know this. I've heard the name a million times.
Mm-hmm.
It's Propecia Nickel.
Propecia Nickel. You got me rattled.
It's not fun being afraid of your phone, is it, Chloe?
I know. Damn, that's...
Yeah, last segment, you just laughing. Had a good old time. Now she's in your phone.
I'm going to call your ex. I'm going to turn on FaceTime.
Oh, no, no. You... Oh, hell. Oh.
I'm going to turn it on right and you're beating off. So your ex see what you do. Here's the reason you left this stupid mother... Look at him.
Oh, please don't do that. Oh, that's...
Beating off the duckbill platypus porn.
Nasty ass.
What kind of sick motherfucker beats off the duckbill platypus porn?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, how do you even find that platypus porn?
Who knows? I just see him searching all the time on his damn phone. Next time you beating off, I'm going to flip on Ustream.
Oh, Jesus.
That way more than just one person going to see it.
Oh, God.
Talk about a video going viral. Now.
Yeah, please don't do that, because that sends an email out to all my contacts when it happens.
Oh, wait till I get a hold of your Twitter account.
Oh, jeez.
Give me $300.
You're being shaked down by your phone.
What are you going to do with the money?
Yeah.
I'm going to send out all your contacts to a bunch of people that don't like you.
And he thought the blue screen from the FBI prompt was bad.
I'm going to shut this down. I'm going to sign you up a subscription for duckfart.com. And you don't even want to know what those people are screwing.
We have a new follower.
Now, stop singing the wrong lyrics to my bumper.
Yes, ma'am. See, I'm being respectful, being nice.
Unlike, you're a good man. I'm jumping back over to Dan's phone. Yeah.
What? Hey, no.
Say, what up, ass?
Hi, Propecia Nickel. I don't need anything right now. Thank you.
Oh, you only want to talk to me when you need something.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to feel bad for that. That's how this is supposed to work, Propecia Nickel. I ask you things, you give me answers.
What am I, your Encyclopedia Britannicus?
And sort of,
why are you really looking at your phone?
It helps the role play. Well, you're more than just an, you know, an encyclopedia.
How come you only talk to me? How come you don't, when you come home on Friday nights, how come you don't talk to me? Because you don't want nothing. You having all your ugly white women over.
Well, yeah. I don't need to ask you how your day was because you were with me all day. I know how your day was. I was there for it.
You know what goes on when you ain't talking to me?
Well, what are you doing when I'm not talking to you?
I don't know. I haven't written nothing yet.
All right, well,
all I know is you ain't getting anything else from me until you talk nice to me. Oh. You ain't getting your four whole fried chickens. You ain't getting your dry toast. You ain't getting bullshit. And you're not getting Matt Guitar Murphy.
All right. Propecia Nequa, I'm sorry.
You better think.
I'm thinking.
You know what? I think I smell alcohol on your breath.
Well, yeah, I mean...
And you behind the wheel. I think I'll just call the police.
No, stop dialing that. Quit it.
Beep, boop, boop.
No! Stop. Off. Propecia Nequa, off. Stop it.
I'm calling the law.
No, don't call the law. If I go, you go. What do you think happens to you? You're going to end up in behind bars, too.
I ain't getting locked up. I'm a phone.
They're going to put you in a property room in like
a
plastic bag.
What kind of property room are you talking about?
It's a good showing.
I like it. Moments like these, I'm pretty damn proud.
This would have been a lot slicker had we actually had a meeting and written something.
It's still flowing.
Chloe, can I have a fresh chow?
Yes.
Do you have any left?
Yes.
It's not every day you feel the need to call Big Bubba's bail bonds for your phone. It's supposed to be the other way around.
I got another can. You're good. Last one. But that's, you can have it. Going to block your call from Big Bubba.
No. Oh, this is your last pouch?
No, I got another can.
Oh, so you gave me the last old one.
What? I didn't know you
did. Just because I'm a phone, I don't deserve fresh chow.
What the hell has this to do with that?
I'm back on your phone now.
Thank God.
I can't give you a...
I miss a trash can. This is either one of our best bits or it's one of the stupidest. I don't know.
No,
I got a good feeling.
It's best. I feel best of coming
on. You wait until I get into your calendar. I'm gonna erase all your calendar events. Oh. You're going to miss all your appointments.
Oh, please don't do that. I have a hard enough time. Just even checking that.
Oh. Damn, I got gas. Look at that. You gave your phone gas.
My phone just farted.
It did. Mm-hmm. I gotta take a bath. I almost fart in the bathtub. I'm a telephone.
What? You're either proud or ashamed. It's one of the
other. I'm very, very proud.
That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got a new running bit of fun with attitude. Ask me for directions again. See what you get.
I'm actually kind of gun-shy now.
Where are we going for dinner?
Actually, I was going to ask you that. Propecia Nequa, can you recommend a nice restaurant?
I want something that phones eat.
But I don't know what phones eat.
I'm on the trail, boss. Hang on.
I feel like that's a question I should ask you, because you should know what phones eat.
Phonetics? Sorry, I let you down.
That's okay.
Shutting off. Got to reboot.
Well, can you at least help me set up my push notifications before you turn off?
Push into what?
No, I like notifications for different apps when something happens. It's a push notification.
Oh, I got to tell you every time something new come up.
Yeah.
Who am I? Am I the newsboy? Am I Scott Sams? I got to tell you every time something new.
That's the idea of them, yeah.
How'd you push it up your ass?
Well, that's not polite. All right, I tell you what. Since we can't figure out what you want to eat, you want to go to a movie tonight? What's a good movie that's out right now? Something that you'll be quiet in.
Oh. You think just because you take me to a movie, I'm going to scream at the screen?
Well, I don't know. All this is kind of new, but right, you've been yelling at me
a
lot.
I know I did it. Saw 2 and Saw 3 and Saw 4 and Saw 5.
I remember Saw 1, definitely. First 10 minutes of the movie.
But you can't tell me to shut up. I'm a phone. You can't tell me to shut up.
But you need
to. Stop taking me to Redbird.
But Redbird's nice.
How come I can't? You won't take me to IMAX.
Because I get nauseous in the IMAX. That's why.
Well, I don't get nauseous.
Well, I'm not going to just set you on a seat and then I'm go to the another theater.
You can move me around all you want. I got an accelerometer.
I think I got close on accelerometer.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't get sick. I got an accelerometer.
Okay. Well,
why don't you get one? That way you move around.
Well, I can't. I'm not a phone. I'm not a computer. I mean, you're basically.
How come every time you take me to one of the movies, you never get me no 3D glasses?
Because you don't have eyes, Propecia Nico.
You know what I got?
Every time I look at my phone, I don't see any eyes. I see like one little lens.
Maybe I'm watching you and you don't know it. Maybe I'm Rockwell.
Well, I don't want you to do that anymore, Propecia Nico. Stop staring at me.
You don't see these two little umlauts at the top of the phone?
I never noticed the umlauts before.
I'm watching you.
Well, I don't really care for that.
I'm sorry, I gotta call Restland. It's been dead.
Okay. Propecia Nico, can you recommend a good
punchline?
Mortuary?
Let me talk to that blonde bitch.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Kinsey, phone.
Yeah.
What up, dumb bitch?
Is this Propecia Nico?
Oh, who else gonna be talking to you on your phone? Now, what you want? You wanna ask me something? You wanna ask me why you got the platypus?
I don't have the platypus.
I think you do. You put your phone in your pocket before, and I've seen your duckbill platypus.
I do not have duckbill platypus.
Somebody got duckbills on that platypus.
It's tough, isn't it, Kinsey?
My platypus is normal looking.
If it was normal, it wouldn't be called a platypus. What you got, some kind of plates in there?
There's nothing in there.
Trying to stretch out your lips?
Oh my God, no.
I see everybody writing notes. That's why I'm stretching this out. I'm going, somebody's got a punchline we could go out on.
Kinsey, you want me to spell you for a second? Okay, yeah, I'll spell you for a second.
Do
what?
Yeah,
what do you want now?
Propecia Nico, can you give me a hand one more time, please?
Hand with what?
Well, no, actually nothing. You don't have to do anything. I appreciate all of your help, but will you please? I want to look something up, but myself. Is that okay?
You want what?
I want to look something up myself, not with your help.
All right, I won't look, I promise.
All right, now... Propecia Nico, will you please launch Safari for me?
Safari?
Yeah.
You mean like something that goes on in Africa?
Oh, God. No! No, it's the...
I know
the...
exactly what you mean.
No, it's Explorer! No.
Why don't you just bring a boat with you next time?
No, I meant the Explorer thing.
Safari? No.
Internet.
Inner what?
Thanks, Alfie. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives. Go to RussMartin.fm. Oh my God. Video archives as well. for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com.
I'm getting back in the bathtub.
Quick fart in my tub. Nikki Sixx is up next and better be damn grateful. On 1190, on Talk Radio 1190, Rodney Anderson's up next. Their website, 1190talkradio.com.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
And don't expect me to wake your dumb ass up.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex.